Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pitt Santos, and I'm your host. And tonight, we are Straight Talk. We are that talk show that is made for men by men. Not even ladies want to miss it. And tonight will be no different. I want to get rid of this mirror. I can see myself moving. Straight Talk is the show that addresses life, love, relationships, social challenges. We address money, career. We address relationships. And we always do it from a man's perspective. It's a perspective that has gotten pushed to the side for decades. In fact, you've heard me say it before, men have even been told by women what it means to be a man. We've been told what it means to be a real man. And that's created a very interesting environment. It's an environment where women have focused so much on what it means to be a man. They've actually shaped and defined. And I wonder what the impact has really been on men. And then women complain that men are not as manly as they used to be. But the real question is, do women even know what, have they strayed so far off the feminine reservation because they've been so focused on what it means to be masculine that we're going to do a show tonight that asks a question. Have women spent so much time attempting to be like men, compete with men, that they've actually forgotten what it means to be feminine? They have, like, no clue. And you say to a woman, you talk to her about femininity, and she starts getting defensive and saying, what does it mean to be feminine? We're going to get into that. So have women lost all of their feminine traits? Is that the real reason marriage rates are so low? What's going on, SW? Good to see you in the house. So I'm going to drop a link. There's a phone number you can call into. If you'd like to call in and join me in this conversation, the phone number is 323-642-1387. That's 323-642-1387. That's the call in for the audio on Blog Talk. If you would like to join me in a live stream, give me a couple of minutes. I'm going to drop a link and you can join me in that. It'll be interesting for the ladies who can support this conversation. So guys, as you come in, smash that like button. Smash it. If you haven't subscribed to me before, you're going to want to see all of my material, especially if you look at my older stuff, and I really focused on business, leadership, transforming your mindset and culture. You could say that's my day job, my core competency. And I've actually put all that together. If you haven't seen it already, I have a book, Here's Why You Can't Find Love. If you catch me on Instagram or anywhere, you'll see the links where you can purchase the book, Amazon, Kindle. There's a link you can buy directly. And this book really is a combination of all of my business skills and my human relations skills. And how do you make relationships work? Why do people sabotage? And we're going to get into part of why I think many relationships have been getting killed. I mean, men have been directed and guided by women on how to be a man. So you'll want to be part of this conversation, both men and women. So, as I said, if you haven't smashed that thumbs up button, smash that now. And if you haven't subscribed, smash that bell. I've dropped my PayPal and my Cash App. Your support is always greatly appreciated. It's how I'm able to continue to either do things like this, write books, and research so that I can give you quality content. Share the video, because this is a really important conversation. And for decades, men have been left out of the conversation of relationships. Women have sat in the Oprah show and the Ellen. They've sat in their own powwows and talked about, conjured up their ideas of manhood and what men should do and what they shouldn't, you know. And it's so odd, because as women devised philosophies on what real men do, on one hand, they told men what it means to be a man and what their role is in a relationship. And then on the other hand, they actually now start complaining that men are not as manly as they used to be. Toxic masculinity, after they have already told men, look, you have to get into your feminine side. You have to do all these things they told men to do. And now that so many men are doing it, women are complaining. Odd, isn't it? And when you ask women, you flip that, well, what's your role in a relationship? They don't seem to know. And many of you fathers really need to hear this, because many fathers are misdirecting your daughters. You're setting them up for failure. So we need to talk about this. Have women spent way too much time attempting to be like men that they now don't even know what it means to be a woman? There was a video I wanted to share here. Actually forgot to research that. Let's see if I can. See if I can pull this out. Oh, wow. That wasn't hard to find. So I'll share some of my thoughts. I'd like you guys to call in. We're going to discuss this. But I'm going to share something that some people may believe is ridiculous. But it's really not. So what's going on, PJ? Good to see you in the house. Good morning, huh? It's morning for you? I thought you were in the UK. Smash like your ex. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Attitudes, tattoos, foul language, high body count. Hey, Red Pill Alpha, thanks for joining, man. Yes, I'll drop it right now. Hey, Skip, that's interesting, right? So a lot of women don't know what they want. Just ask them what they want to eat. Hey, what do you want to eat? And she says anything you want. And then you name a place, and well, she doesn't want that. You name another place, she doesn't want that. Well, what do you want? I don't know. This happens too often. You know, there are all kinds of jokes about it, but it really isn't funny. And then they want a man, they want to be able to lead men. It's, oh yeah, I guess it is. You're five hours ahead. Yes, good morning, PJ. Yes, W. Well, there's an article that talks about how a lot of guys walked away from marriage because they didn't see women as being feminine any longer. So I always read some of my thoughts. So let me share some of my thoughts that I had about this. Right. She doesn't know what she wants. She doesn't know her role, yet she knows what a man is supposed to do. I'm going to show you a video, and it's comical, but it really highlights what is going on. So share this video, guys. We want to have as many people in this, and I really would like to have women step in and have an open, honest, mature conversation. So here are my thoughts. When you ask women what their role is in a relationship, they seem to be lost for words. They can tell you what they don't want. They can tell you what men are responsible for, yet they're clueless about their role and how to be a valuable asset to a man. And they might even have pushback for that. But if a woman's not a valuable asset to a man, then what is she, right? Technically, she's just a piece of ass. And she might value her uterus, but do you really want to have children with a woman who provides no value except, you know, a vagina? And so, you know, and think about that. For some reason, with all that, women believe that men should invest in them. The result has been record low marriages. Now, if you guys haven't heard, they started keeping statistics on marriage rates in 1865. And right now, and it's the lowest it's ever been since they started in keeping track in 1865. And that's not because women are saying no, it's because men are walking away. On the surface, it may appear men are walking away from possible divorce, right? You hear all the horror stories about divorce court and women wanting alimony for the rest of their lives. And that makes sense because over 70% of divorces are initiated by women. While this is partly so, men are not seeing how they benefit in relationships. Hell, even taking a woman out for dinner, right? She thinks she can just sit there and we're benefiting from her just being there, as though our lives are so worthless that we need her to sit there and eat food with us. The other outcome is movements like Red Pill, MGTOW, Black Pill, and you guys know I did a show last week on Red Pill, and there are many other philosophies that encourage men to take a step back and reevaluate what they're getting out of dating, relationships, or marriage. And perhaps the real problem is women spent so many decades attempting to compete with men, they have forgotten their role as women. The very thing men want from women is femininity. Now it's a missing trait in Western women. When men confront women with the facts, women begin to fill the air with countless excuses, defensiveness, deflection, anger. What's going on, Imperador? Good to see you guys. Look, if women really want to avoid this life of a spinster, it would be wise for them to sit down and listen to men. Then they may want to go to their grandmothers who might have a better understanding of the female role in relationships. As for men in the U.S., men have way more options than women. There are women in the U.S. who already understand or are open to learn, right? So there are women who understand their role and are willing to be feminine and play their role, not as an acting job. Like, they learn. They grew up with two parents, their grandparents, you know, a two-parent household, and they understand how to cooperate with a man. Those numbers are shrinking by the day. And even some of those women have been infected by femininity, and many of them are still open to learn. So when all those women are taken, men can just choose feminine women in other countries. You guys just have to be careful with that. So no one is going to chase a woman who pretends to be something she's not. We're always talking about authenticity, right? So, and women also say, oh, they want a man who's authentically masculine and authentic. You know, we hear, like, go for your passion and be authentic. We've been hearing these things. So I want to offer an interesting perspective, and then I'm going to show you a video. So just listen to this, guys. You know, sometimes I go off the cliff, so I want you to hear this, and then I'm going to back this up with a video. I'm going to share my screen. If we get an eagle and tie the eagle's wings so it can no longer fly, then that eagle will be forced to hunt by walking around and scratching for food just like a chicken, right? And eagles are powerful. They have this huge wingspan. They don't hunt by walking around and scratching for worms like a chicken and insects. So if we did that to an eagle, a lot of animal rights people would call that animal abuse. However, when women ask men to be feminine, it's not seen as abuse. In fact, I don't know why it's not seen as abuse. You know, telling a man to be feminine when he's masculine, biochemically, mentally, and then telling him being masculine is toxic, it's no different than tying the wings of an eagle, and then the eagle has to do function in a way that it's not designed to function. Eagles don't live like chickens. They might hunt them. So basically, I would say asking men to find their feminine side is literally a crime against humanity. It's telling boys that they shouldn't be masculine. It's telling men that they'll be shamed for being toxic, for being who they already are. If women don't like the way men run companies in a masculine way, there's a solution. Women can just get women-owned companies and compete in the open market. That's not a pipe dream. It's not ridiculous. Women have spent decades getting their training wheels, getting training in institutions, educational institutions built by men and corporations built by men. So take the training wheels off. Go build your own companies, pay everyone high salaries, and compete in the open market, in the free market economy. No man is stopping a woman from doing that. And this whole blah, blah, blah about women haven't had the opportunity. For over 100 years, women have had, they've been inherited money from their fathers and grandfathers. They've inherited millions and sometimes billions. The Walmart family, they're worth billions. And they won't do this. So men are going to have to really take a step back and reclaim their own masculinity without any input from women. We just don't need it. See, if you condemn men for being masculine, it's going to come out in other ways. You hear all these mass shootings, and I heard we had one by a girl, a mass shooting. But if you attempt to suppress people, they strike back eventually. Hey, SW, that's a good one, right? Right. So a sister can go out and raise hell and be irresponsible, and he'll die for her. The men are going to get upset. Well, I'm concerned about some of the fathers who are telling their daughters to be feminist and not teaching them how to cooperate with men, not teaching them, not allowing them to be girls. We keep saying, well, if we train girls to do everything men can do, I'm going to talk about that. There's some biochemicals that just don't support this belief. And if women 100% believe they can do everything a man can do, it's just a matter of social conditioning. The perfect experiment would take 10 million women, pack up, move off to some island, and you can socially condition yourselves to do everything men can do. And no one will miss those 10 million women. Their spots will be filled. But man. Yeah, a lot of guys are finding out the juice isn't worth the squeeze. So I'm making a big deal out of women asking men to be feminine and then women believing they can be masculine. I never call a woman masculine because it's an insult to all men, because a woman has no clue what it means to be masculine. She'd be better off pretending to be something she's not, some animal. And let me give you. So here's a woman who walks around like a dog. How many people are going to buy the fact that she's a dog? This is how this woman spends her life. I mean, when you look at that, when you look at that, you 100% know she's not a dog. She is not a dog. She doesn't run as fast as a dog. She's not as powerful. And if a pit bull comes up to her, he's gonna rip her throat out because she's not a dog. She doesn't have the biochemistry of a dog. She doesn't have the anatomy of it. She doesn't have the teeth. She doesn't have the paws of it. Yet she walks around as though she's a dog. For me, that is what a woman looks like when she thinks she can be a man. That's exactly what they're doing. That is an inauthentic way of being, a way of thinking. So for all the women who think they're doing exactly what a man does, that's what you look like. You look like someone pretending to be something you're not. And asking a man to do the same, to pretend that he's a woman, it's a crime against humanity. Now, if most women in the U.S. want to walk around like that and claim that, you know, I'm a dog now, hey, more power to you. Go pee on the street. Go do what you have to do. But don't be upset when we don't respect you the same way we respect a dog. Or someone comes and slaps you in the nose with the newspaper or tells you to sit, stop barking. But that's how it looks. So why should any man take that position? A woman could never be a man, no matter what. There's a biochemistry. So I dropped the link for those who want to come in. I'm going to take some calls because... I have a few things to say about this topic. And I'm going to bring in three calls all at once. And I'll tell you your area codes. I'm going to bring in area code 870-605 and 856. 870, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you call from? 870. I guess you're just listening. 605.
Hey there, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? You must have had me on mute, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, so, sir. I'm doing good, Pete.
Say that again?
I'm doing good this evening. Good to hear from you.
All right. So I'm asking the question, have women to be like men? What do you think, Kendrick?
I believe you're spot on, Ted. This gender role thing been flipped, man. So I'm kind of glad you came up with this topic.
Okay.
Teddy, you back?
Yeah. 605. You're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Joe. How you doing? Hey, Kendrick.
Good evening.
Thanks for calling.
I got, have you ever heard of the song called Money, Power, Glory?
I don't think so.
I didn't hear it until about a week and a half ago. It's been out. I think it was Grammy nominated. You gotta go check it out. It's sung by a woman called Lana Del Rey, and it sums up everything that you have been talking about on all your shows. Because
really?
the lyrics say, the lyrics is by a woman who says, I want all that you've got. It's talking about men. I want all your money. I want all your power. I want all your glory. And I'm going to take it. Okay? So she's not just saying, well, I want for myself some money, power, glory. She says, I'm going to take it from you. And you can hear it on YouTube. And it's an interesting YouTube video about a chick who is doing a pole dance to that music. So it just epitomizes what you've been talking about. It sums it all up. It's from the mouth of baby.
This is a new song, huh, Joe?
Huh?
This is a fairly new.
No, it's been out since 2014. I didn't hear about it until a week and a half ago myself.
Wow.
I never even heard of this girl. And she was nominated for something like 6 Grammy Awards. So I was wondering, how come I never heard of it? So, but it's a very interesting song. So I thought I'd let you know about it. So the topic tonight is about gender reversal. Yeah, I like what you've been saying so far. I don't have anything to add to it. I'll put myself on mute so I don't interfere with the rest of the show.
Okay. I always appreciate when you call, Joe. Thanks a lot. 856. You're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you call from?
Yes, this is Abdul Fuquan. Assalamu alaikum to my believers out there. Input on this topic, this is a very intriguing topic, but it needs to be spoke upon. Because, you know, actuality, you know, numbers, statistics prove that there's more women on the planet than men. Then you go into the parental department of life, there's a lot of single parents, single moms raising men, and they get the wrong impression of mom, and they come out thinking different, and that changed their whole way. It doesn't change their anatomy, no, but it changed their thought process. Because they're not used to seeing a man and what a man does and how a man do things and how you're supposed to grow from a man, from a boy to a man. You have a woman trying to teach you these things. So in all actuality, there's going to be confusion. The child is going to come up confused because they don't know. And this is what has happened over generations and generations and generations. Now, speaking predominantly about the African-American men, like, we were almost robbed of our whole heritage, and it was actual facts that they wanted to assassinate the black man and keep the woman to himself, the white man. It's proven, it's fact, it's fiction. But what we need to do to antidote that is actually give gratitude to the women, and, you know, because they have a tough time. They have a tough time, you know, raising men. And it's hard to raise a man. Only a man can raise a man. And I noticed from experience itself, I was raised by women. I wasn't raised by a man. I had to come to prison to actually learn what it means to survive and is a dog-eat-dog world. To some people, they're raised up thinking this, knowing this, and believing this because it really is a dog-eat-dog world. But for people who, some women raise men differently, like, oh, you have leniencies, you have to think it through, you have to cope with it, you have to deal with it, and you're more mental, not action. Because a lot of women love a man of action. Like, I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to do it. I'm a verb about it. So a lot of women are attracted to men who just do it and think later. But sometimes, you know, it balances itself out because you need the man, you need the woman to raise a family. And my input about this topic, I'm going to sum it up in a nutshell, is a man can't do what a woman can do, and a woman can't do what a man can do. And that's the reason we're both here, is to be there for each other. You know what I mean? What you can do, I'll do. What I can't do, you'll do. And we'll be there for each other. And this is the whole anatomy of Adam and Eve and how the forbidden fruit got involved, because women start trying to do what man can do, and man start trying to do what woman can do, and it distorted their thought pattern. It distorted their thought pattern. And they're thinking there's something they're not. And that's my personal input.
So is that healthy to think you're something you're not?
No,
I mean,
Go ahead.
I mean, in imagination world, when you're a child, you have figment imagination. Sometimes you'd be like, well, I'm a superhero. I'm Superman. I never thought that I was Wonder Woman. Never. Like, I was always Superman, Batman, or Robin. Like, I never put myself, like, I'm fucking Catwoman. Like, I love cats, but that don't mean I'm, no. But that's the thing. The social barrier, the sexual barrier these days is allowing women to take on things that actuality, it distorts the human race because now you're letting women, girls, go into the boy scout. It clearly says boy scout, but you're going to allow a girl to go into the boy scout. So what about when a boy want to go into the girl scout? It's going to be frowned upon. Well, why would a boy want to go into the girl scout? This is they have their own sex separation so they can learn what it is to be a woman, a girl to a woman, and a boy can learn what it is to be a boy to a man. This is why we separate. You know what I mean? And we get back together at a place in time. This is when we start dating and interacting. But at that point in life, we're not really supposed to be amongst one another like that unless we're brothers and sisters or we in school. That's the difference.
Okay. So what should men do when women say, I don't need a man? And I can raise these kids by myself. I don't need you. I can do it on my own, and a man is just a sperm bank. I'm just going to get pregnant, and I don't need you. But what should men do in that case?
I mean, physically, don't fight with them. What you can do, you can take it to the courts. Like, fight them that way. Get the law on your side. Because the courts is going to protect the women anyway, because the women are already recognized as the weaker link. So they're going to protect them anyway. So if respectfully, like, okay, situation, personal situation happened to me. I was underage. I got an older woman pregnant. They forbidden me to see the child because I was a ward of the state and I was underage. And they protected her. But if I was to go to the courts, when I look, I was 14. This woman was 31. She had sex with me, seduced me, and I impregnated her, and I want the rights of a father. They're going to look at me like, oh, I'm the crazy one, because it was fun for me. But if it was vice versa, it's double standards. It becomes double standards. If it happens to a woman, a girl who's 16 and get pregnant by a 31-year-old man is frowned upon. So I would take it through the legal system so that way you have a arbitrator, a judge, a jury, who can distinguish guilt from innocence.
So don't you think that's odd that women say they can do everything a man can do, and then they go to the court and play victim as though I'm just a little girl and he's victimizing me? Yet they say they can be like men.
I mean, that's a part of the act that the role that they play, because when they needed to be protected from anything, like, okay, you can have a woman and a man. She like, I'm breaking up with you. I'm going to stay with my wife, and this is what I'm going to do. Soon as that wife turn on her and she feel endangered, she's going to come back to her husband for protection, because that's the way of life. Because we are their providers and their protectors. But for them to know that and recognize it and accept it, sometimes they belligerent and don't want to recognize and accept it. Like, fuck this. I'm not going to tell him that that's my man and I'm his woman and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do for him and this is the way life is. They don't respect life on life terms. You know what I mean? They're not going to say it. But that's what it is, because it was already taught that way. This is the way of life.
So
that women are the weaker link, and that men have the woman as a tilt, and we go into her as we please, religiously.
But women have talked a lot about what it means to be a man and a real man, and they can do anything a man can do, but better. So do you think women know what it means to be feminine anymore?
Do women know what it means to be feminine?
Yes.
You have some women who have masculine tendencies.
No.
I'm not going to say
women. If you have women, can never be masculine. They don't have the biochemistry.
Have testosterone. No, they don't.
Hold on. I just showed a video of a woman walking around on all fours because she believes she's a dog. And if you look at her,
okay,
you know she's not a dog. And she can mimic a dog, but she'll never be a dog. You understand that, right?
Yeah, but it's not truth. That's when you can distinguish truth from falsehood. She can act, and I can see him tell you I'm the richest man on the planet, and I can act it out, and you're like, oh, this guy is fucking nuts and shit like that. But if I believe my own lie, and I know it's a lie, you know it's a lie, but I believe it, and I'm living to it, like, so be it. You're not going to be judged on it, on my lie. You know what I mean? Let them live. Like, you can't go to war with them because of their belief system. And this is what the United States of America offers. They offer you freedom of belief. So you can't extract that from them.
But if what a man is looking for, if what a man is looking for from a woman is femininity, and she has spent so much time, if she spent so much time lying to herself, how does the man get what he really needs from her?
Absolutely. They may have to take classes. She may have to start over. She may have to pick up where she fell off at. She may have to, you know what I mean, get with the women in the neighborhood, the sisters, and really discuss her problems, her issues, because it's a facade. It's a facade she put up to protect where she's hurting at, or it's a facade she put up to protect where she's weak at, and she don't want nobody to know that she's weak because this happened to her before. She's seen it happen to her mother, and she don't want it to happen to her. So I can do what a man can do because a man says he's strong. So if I say I'm a man, that means I'm strong, so nobody can take that strength from me. This is their psychological psych out to psych themselves out. It's all in the mind. And long as they believe it, it keeps them strong, and they're not going to agree with you because he's,
But then when a man hits her, like she's a man, he wants to go to the police.
I mean, then that's why I said go to the law, because it's going to come to that. You know what I mean? Because out of frustration, you have to be patient with a woman.
That means she was never a man. And she
It doesn't say that, but you have to be patient with a woman.
Women... Do you understand the difference between men and women is biochemical, and you can't change that, not even with an operation?
Somewhat.
You can't change
that. It's an atom. Okay.
No. Men have certain biochemicals that women don't have. They don't have enough of. Women have certain biochemicals. We have very little. It makes us different.
Okay.
And the way our brains work, the way our brains work are not equal. So she can never be a man. You might think, just like the woman pretending to be a dog is never going to know what it's like to be a dog. A woman will never know what it's like to be a man.
She can only get that experience that she acted out and thought it was the truth, but that doesn't mean it was the truth because she acted it out. In her mind, like, that shows that she's a little psychosis. She's not attached to reality. That's why they had these terminologies that, you know, she's psychosis. She's not in tune with reality because she thinks she's a man. That's not the fact. That's not the truth. But, I mean, so let her live her psychological, psychedelic life and believe what she want to believe. And when all actuality, you can't judge her and say, well, you're a woman. You could, but you can't say if she's right or wrong.
I can, bro.
She's fucking lying. Yeah, she's fucking lying.
I can judge him, particularly when these lights go out. We're going to see just how much of a man they really going to be when them lights go out there. And you got to get out here and you got to show enough come on with the come on. Because I'm like, hey, when you hit one of them, see, oh, now you ready to jump back into that like my brother was saying, that you ready to put on that persona of that I'm feminine now. But the whole time you've been acting like you a man. So, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like dudes are conflicted about how to treat these females now.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to SW. Thank you, man. Thank you for the support. As always, I must donate, not taking your efforts for granted. Thank you. Always love your support, SW. Thank you. Thank you. So, Joe, you have any thoughts on this interaction that you're listening to? I know you're on mute.
Yeah. Okay, I just unmuted myself.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing is that one of the reasons why I'd recommended the song in the particular video is that there are women who believe that they are equal, and at least when it comes down to the argument of it. And They can be gymnasts. They can be pole performers. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if you take a look at them, they don't have, they're not lifting weights. They're not going through months and months and months of exercise in order to perform certain physical deeds. I say, if you are a man, if you think that you're a man, then you have to show me that you're a man if you want respect. If they can perform the same physical duties, then let them, and then they can earn the respect. But if they say on Monday, I'm your equal, and I can be a gymnast, I can join the army, I can be a pole performer, but on Tuesday, they're then going to revert back to the neo-feminist way of I'm a little princess, I say men should tell that woman, you're a hypocrite, and I want nothing to do with you. Goodbye. Go away. So this is one of the reasons why men, as you were mentioning in your show, why men are saying to women, hasta la vista, go marry each other. If I want, I want a feminine woman, I want a woman who knows, I don't like the expression, her place, her role. I want a woman who knows how to give me support, respect, appreciation as a man, and I can give you respect, support, and appreciation as a woman. We are supposed to complement each other. We're supposed to work together as a team. If I have certain roles that I don't mind doing, and you have certain roles that you don't mind doing, and we can get together on it, good. But for a woman to say, I'm your equal, and then expect me to pay this equal person half of my assets for as long as she's around, for as long as she's alive until she gets married again, that's hypocrisy. Men are walking away from it. I don't deal with women who
when it's time to go dating, all of a sudden, before you date, you're equal. When it's time to date and the bill comes, you're a man and that's your role.
Yeah, there's nothing toxic about the guy picking up the check, is there?
Exactly. He doesn't feel dominated, and her identity is being crushed because the man is paying for dinner, movies, he's paying for everything. There's no toxicity. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you more about the hypocrisy of this. I got into a discussion a couple of days ago with some women online, and I told them that. Do not call me at 3 o'clock in the morning if your car breaks down and I'm an hour away from you. You should have called AAA. You should have prepared yourself ahead of time. So the women said, you know, women just want to call you and listen to your voice, and you'd be surprised now talking to me and saying, Joe, if these women and their fathers had a car breakdown, these women would go out there and help the father with the tire, you know, the tire jack, the taking off the lug, et cetera. I said, well, in that case, if you know women like this who will go out to help their fathers, then why are they calling me? If you can go and leave your house at 3 o'clock in the morning to do that for your father, for instance, then you don't need to call me. You can do it for yourself. They had no answer for that.
That's funny. Very funny.
It's just very simple. We just want women to respect us as men, because you've always been demanding that we respect you as women, but your role as women for the past 50, 60 years has been going back and forth between feminine roles and masculine roles at your pleasure, on your whim. That's beginning to stop now. Men are realizing that they've been in a world of illusion all this time.
So in a second, I'm going to take another call, but. So let me give some scientific facts around this. So there are some biochemicals that make a difference between men and women. So men and women have dopamine and endorphins. And we also have something called oxytocin. Oxytocin is a bonding. It makes you bond. Some people call it the love chemical, right? Women have a lot of it. When a man and woman come together, a woman's oxytocin secretes a lot more than a man's. When she gets pregnant, it secretes like crazy. And when she breastfeeds, like stimulating her nipples, when a woman is breastfeeding, the oxytocin secretes in high amounts. And that's what's causing the woman to have such a strong bond with the baby. Now, if a woman's oxytocin levels are impeded, they're blocked, that woman is not going to bond with that baby. She could easily leave it somewhere, abandon the baby, kill it. You know, that's when you hear all these horror stories. So a healthy woman who's secreting her normal oxytocin amounts will do these things. Men and women both have testosterone. Men, you hear men secrete more, and men also have oxytocin. It just takes longer for us to secrete it, and we don't secrete as much. The interesting thing is testosterone literally blocks the flow of oxytocin. So if a woman's in a relationship with a man and in pretending that she's masculine, what the man is going to do, instead of secrete oxytocin and bond, he's going to secrete testosterone, and he's going to block any possible potential for bonding. There's another biochemical that men have. It's called vasopressin. And when vasopressin binds with testosterone, man, it's like putting nitrous in your car. It puts a man's testosterone on steroids. Women don't have vasopressin, especially not to the extent we do. So here's what they found. When they took three-year-old boys and girls, the girls always wanted to hear a bedtime story about the princess and the prince and a happy ending. The boys wanted to hear some action, adventure, even some violence, but they wanted action. And then they follow these boys. When they become about 10 years old, boys are 20 times more likely to fight than girls, and it's because this vasopressin binds with testosterone and boys fight. There's some interesting findings with that. When girls having a fight, it's usually with words. And when the girls fight, they don't get along afterwards. When the boys fight, when you look at lunchtime, the boys are sitting at the same table with the guy they fought with, and they're laughing and joking and, you know, having a good time. The girls, whoever won the verbal abuse battle, the victor is still taunting the loser and using the other girls to bully her more. So two more points to this. Now, they have found girls while still in the womb that develop too much vasopressin, which is a male biochemical. Those little girls who have too much vasopressin, here's what happens to them. They become your prostitutes, your alcoholics, your drug addicts, your convicts. Women cannot, their bodies, their biochemicals cannot support vasopressin, which a man is designed to handle. Now, also, the same girls who had too much vasopressin, when they were 3 years old, they didn't want to hear the prince and princess story with a happy ending. They wanted action just like the boys. When those same girls hit 10 years old, they were not 20 times more likely to fight like boys. So they never actually became masculine. And in addition to all that, they wanted to see what other animals followed that pattern. And they looked at chimpanzees. And the chimpanzees that were around 10 years old were 20 times more likely to fight than the female. The males were 20 times more likely to fight than the females. And the males, later in the day, would be like grooming one another, looking for bugs in their hair, and the females couldn't talk, just like girls. So there are some decidedly different things between male and female human beings, and we are not close to being equal. And people think it's just social conditioning, and it has so much to do with biology, and the vasal pressing is what causes men to actually take more risks. It supports men being able to collaborate with one another. They did prison experiments with men and women, and both experiments went off the rails, but the men could collaborate. The women were never able to collaborate. Oxytocin doesn't allow women to collaborate under pressure. Vasopressin allows men to go towards, you know, problems and pressure and be able to work things out. So we are not equal, and the women can say whatever they want, but those differences affect the choice of careers that we take, right? That men will take on careers that, like investment banking and the stock market and finance, they'll do the mathematics, they'll do things that women generally don't. So I'm going to stop there. You guys have any thoughts before I bring in another caller? No. Area code 848-848. You're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you call from?
Yep, this is Dwayne from New Jersey.
What's going on?
And everything's pretty good, not bad. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it home today. So I have to stay overnight upstate New York before load for tomorrow morning. But anyway, I'm listening. And the young man who spoke earlier, he's on point. You know, I forget his name. But I think he was on point, you know, when it comes down to women and men. And if you get a woman that's strong-headed and if you can't, you know, and if you can't handle it, then not to bother with it. You know, you can't generate and say, well, all women, because it's, you know, you have women out there. They have their own mind, you know. And they set in their way. I'm married, been married about 30 years, let's say, or 24, 25, but we've been together. And, you know, she's strong-headed, you know. She backs me up, you know. Whatever I got planned, set on, like, whatever goal I got, she's with me, you know. And I have a saying. Don't walk behind me. Don't walk in front of me. Walk with me. So she is my equal. You know? Why would I want a woman that's not my equal? Because if she's not my equal, then that, you know, that's going to create a problem. Because everything I say I'm going to do, she's not going to back. All right? And the other gentleman says he wouldn't get up in the middle of the night to help the woman. Well, if you're just dating her and you don't care for her, you know, I wouldn't get up either. But if I care for her and I'm in love with her, of course I'm going to get up and make sure I'll drive an hour away to pick her flat or whatever I need to do. So there's difference, you know. So if you don't care for somebody, then, you know, hey, you stuck out there. You're on your own. Don't call me. But if you care, I don't think that you would change your mindset.
The point of the story. The point of the story is, as you were talking about just now, you want a woman not to walk in front of you and not to walk behind you, but to walk beside you.
With
you want somebody who's your equal. Right. So if there's a woman who believes that she's my equal, and if there's a woman who says that she would get up in the middle of the night to help her father, who is stuck out there in the middle of nowhere, right? If she's willing to put forth that particular effort at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, then why, when she's stuck out there at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, does she need my help?
Okay, but you're not in love with her. So you would, like I said, if you're not in love with her, then don't help her. I wouldn't help her because I'm not in love with her. You know?
But she's,
no,
she,
I wouldn't
she, let me, Can I get the
I wouldn't be in love with a woman
dialogue clear?
In a, in
so
a
who's
second.
Who needs
in a second.
Who need the
in a second.
I apologize.
Hold it. Joe, what are, hold on a second, please. You can be in love with a woman, but you have to be in love with the kind of woman who is not going to pull the wool over your eyes all the time. If she says and you believe that she is your equal, but yet when the time comes that she still needs you to do the heavy lifting, when she's capable of doing it herself, she's lying to you. I don't love liars. Now, whoever else wants to jump in, go right ahead.
I just wanted clarity. This is Abdul Fuquan calling from Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
I just wanted clarity on, okay, the situation, the hypothetical situation is the woman is, she's capable of coming out to change her father's car in the middle of the night. So the dad is out driving. He's coming from work or wherever he's coming from. My wife is in bed with me, and her dad needs her in the middle of the night. So I'm supposed to let my wife get out of bed with me. Actually, we will go together. We, if she had that type of that skill, if she had that trade, that skill or whatever, because I have a family member, my aunt, she's awesome with every all that carpentry, electronics, everything is awesome. I don't know, I'm not going to get into her sexual ups and downs or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, far as doing, I don't watch it be done, so I'm a witness. So what I'm saying is, if I'm in bed with my wife and her dad calls her and says, I need you because my tires broke down, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm on the highway, this is where I'm at, is it possible you can come get me and can't help me with my tire? I'm sure my wife will wake me, let me know, and we'll probably go together. Because if I can't change the tire, what use am I? And he needs his daughter, so she's in a position where she's needed, and a woman is always going to be needed. And when she's needed, that's when she feels respected. Because if you just want her because she got a big butt or this, that, just wanting her, but if you need her, she understands that, and she won't look outside of who she is and what she's trying to become because she feels needed. And that's the sense that a woman has that a man doesn't have, a sense of meanness. That's my objective. That's what I would think about the situation. If my wife had to go out and fix her car, I'm not saying she should or she shouldn't, but if she got the skill and she's qualified, so be it. But I'm
right.
not going to just let her go out in the middle of the night by herself.
But what he's saying is that if she's broke down, he wouldn't go. You know, he's just dating a woman.
But that's,
you know, he's
yeah,
not,
but
not,
see, that
not,
goes to show who he is then. That goes to show who he
right,
is,
right,
his
right.
train of thought, that's, what's in his heart, and he's one who having a distorted, messed up point of view because he wouldn't do it for her, but he wanted it done for him. So there's no equality. He don't want that walk
right.
by my side. He just wanted her for her sex. That's all it
right.
is, and it's clear to say. He's not getting up out the middle of the night to go to help with the tire, the situation. He just wants what he wants because he wants it. So he's not really a believer. He's actually a hypocrite
right.
in the book of life.
Right.
He's a hypocrite. He's not in it to win. He's going to be amongst the losers.
Right.
And
it
that,
goes,
that,
I know.
First of all, how is
I,
that being a hypocrite?
Wait a minute. You know, I agree with him because I know if my wife's father calls and says, hey, I need you because I broke down. Like you said, we're going to go together. She's my equal, you know, even though, you know what, to be honest with you, my wife, she's smarter than me. The kids, when our kids, when they were young, she used to help them with the homework, you know, because I didn't have the patience to sit there. You know, and try to help them. I was more, you know, like, we're more into, like, playing basketball, you know, a little sport, put it that way, you know? But as far as, like, when it came down to education, my wife, you know, she was more educated.
Okay, so how is that, number one, how is that hypocrisy? That's not too hard a question for you. And secondly, if a woman is a responsible adult and there's such a service as AAA, which is designed to help people like that, then she should have done it on her own. A woman has to be held accountable and held responsible for her actions and for what she says that she is. Now, if a man wants to really take on all the traditional masculine role of the centuries, that's fine. But there's a burden that's being put on men's shoulders to be not only the man, but to also help out the woman, which is not a problem, as long as the woman appreciates the man for being that particular type of man. If you're going to do that, then don't point the finger at us and call us toxic masculinity when we do what we're supposed to be doing. That's the point of the stories that I tell. That's the point of the stories other people tell on the show. It'd be worthwhile to listen to what is being said as opposed to what you think you heard.
Well, then I think what you should do is if you have problems with those type of women, maybe you should find a different type of woman. You know?
Well done.
That's all.
Real talk, though, they're going to be purged in a minute, though.
Yeah, it should be find a different type of woman that fits your needs. You know, don't mess with the, don't deal with the women, the strong, level-headed woman. That, you know, that she wants to, she wants whatever out of life, you know. She wants that independence.
Okay, again, I don't want to repeat myself.
You ever see that movie, Boomerang?
You have to listen to what people are saying
instead of interpreting
what you think they're saying. No, you didn't.
No, I heard
You said that I would want to deal with a strong, level-headed woman. A strong, level-headed woman would not want to bother me at 3 o'clock in the morning because she says she can do things herself. So if she can do things herself and is willing to do that for a man, namely her father, then she can do it for herself when she's in that same type of situation.
Well, it comes down to you don't care about her. If you loved her, you wouldn't care. You would go out there and do it.
Like talking to a wall. All right.
No, if you're the wall.
Here's what the original scenario that was presented was this. Joe was speaking to some women and they thought it was wrong if he wouldn't go out if a woman called at 3 a.m. to change her tire. And he asked, well, if you're that woman calling me at 3 a.m, what if your father gets a flat and he calls you? Are you going to go out? And they were like, sure, I'm going to go out and I'm going to change my father's tire. So Joe said, well, if you can go out at 3 a.m. and change your father's tire, why do you need to call me? Why can't you just change your own?
Well, why not put it this way? If Joe got the flat tire, would that
Hold on. That's the scenario that Joe presented. That's all he presented.
Yeah, right. He perceived.
Joe had a conversation with some women, and that's all that they talked about was if the woman knows how to change a tire for her father at 3 a.m, why is she calling him? That's what he asked.
And it comes down, what it comes down to, you don't
care. As a matter of fact, they're the ones who made the suggestion. That's your opinion, but your opinion would be wrong. Okay. As a matter of fact, it was the women who said there are plenty of women who were defending the state of femininity, and they're saying that there are plenty of women who are capable of doing that because they would be glad to go out and help their father, for instance. And then I said, okay, if they can help their father, if they're in the same situation that the father is in, then they should be able to help themselves. Now, you two guys on the line, do you see anything that's illogical about that statement? I guess not.
I do. Like I said, if she's your girlfriend, you don't care about her, then by all means, I wouldn't go out. And I said that. I wouldn't go out either. If I had a woman that I didn't care about, even though you asked the question,
Yeah, no.
I asked you if you see anything illogical about it.
Yeah, I do see something illogical about it.
What's illogical about it?
Okay. It's about your statement, you know. You said that you talked to a woman, but I'm telling you, okay, if you care about the woman, you're not going to leave her stranded. You're not going to say that then. But if you don't care, then you're going to leave her stranded. That's what it comes down to.
Why is she stranded? Why is a strong, level-headed woman stranded?
Listen.
Joe, she ain't going to be stranded. She better call AAA.
That's right. What do you think AAA is for?
Joe, are you married?
And you guys are still not getting it because you've got what's called confirmation bias.
I get it, but you speak in hypothetical.
You know what confirmation bias is?
Yeah, you speak in hypothetical.
Do you know what cognitive dissonance is? No.
Do
you know what confirmation bias is? No, you don't. Can you explain what's illogical about the statement about what a woman is bragging about, but yet being too hypocritical about to do it when it comes time to do it? No. Plain and simple.
You've been talking to the wrong woman, I guess.
I know. Yeah. Go ahead.
So it sounds more like he will prefer to talk to a woman with the ability to do what a man can do. That's more what it sounds like to me.
I know what it sounds like. Do you know
what
it sounds like to the other
guy? My logical thought about the situation, being as we're dealing with the hypothetical and this is like possible, it's contingent to happen but not likely to happen, what is he doing out at 3 o'clock in the morning anyway that he would, you know what I mean, actually need a tire change if he doesn't have AAA? Where he would have to call his daughter while she sleeps in the house with the kids, the family. Why would he rely on his daughter instead of...
Try to listen again. It's not about I didn't present a situation where he called the daughter. I presented a situation where women I was talking to brought up the situation where they said they knew about daughters who would go out there in reality to help the father. Is that clear?
How many women you talked to? I got that. So how many women did you take a poll with?
All right. If that is clear, try to follow now. If a female is willing to do that, right, go an hour from where she is to help a man, then if that situation happens to the same female, then why is she calling me? Is there a light going on anywhere now?
Right there. Why don't she change her own tire if she's out and has the ability to change her tire? I don't know. That's what I'm getting at. That's what I thought first thing that came to mind. Like, if she's out at 3 o'clock in the morning, her own tire breaks down, why call home? Just change it yourself. I've been in a situation like that, too, actually. You know, my aunt took me. I was young. We were going somewhere.
No. And you're missing the point.
Yeah.
No. You're missing the point.
And it happens.
You're missing the point.
Like, she left the car. I knew she knew how to change the tire, but she just left it for another time.
Okay. I'm good.
Yo, how many women did you talk to about this since you took a poll? How many women took your poll?
I didn't say I took a poll.
You said some women.
I said
that
I was
you
talking
to
some women.
You said some.
There were two
women
that I was talking to. There were two women I was talking to on Blog Talk Radio that have a show about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Two women. They both gave a situation where they said they knew of women who would be glad to leave their apartment, their house, to help their father in that situation. They were trying to buttress their argument that women are equal to men.
Okay, what those women that left the apartment to help their father, were they single or were they married?
Don't know.
You don't know? Because if they were single and he went and helped his father, what's there to get mad about? You know, they went to help their father. I don't see no issue with that.
No, Dwayne, he's not upset. What he's saying is that if the woman is willing to get up at 3 a.m. to help her father, why would she, when she's out there on her own with the flat, why would she need to call Joe? If she knows how to get up and do it for her father at 3 a.m, why is she calling Joe? Why didn't she get out her car, take out the jack, do what she would do for her father and keep it moving?
Okay, but in this case, you don't know if the woman is single or not.
No. She knows how to do it. She can do it for her father.
Yeah, but now you're talking hypothetical now.
No, this is what the woman said to Joe. This is what
it is not hypothetical.
Right. These are two women. These are two women he spoke to that said they spoke to other women and said they would help their father. These two women didn't say I would get up and help my father.
Yes,
but I
did.
Know other women who said they would get up and
help. I love
they did. They are the ones who said they would help their
father. No, he didn't say that. He said he spoke to two women. They said, the two women said they spoke to, they know someone that would get up and help
they
their father.
Know.
But,
and the fact
but
that
now,
these
but
women
you don't know if they're
not,
single or not.
Or would not do it. It's irrelevant.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying, hey, well, if that's,
no, you
if
don't.
That's the case.
That's the whole thing. You don't understand
no, I do.
What I am saying.
Because then you said, then you turned around and you said, well,
because you
why
keep
would,
dancing
why
around
would they
the,
call me? Yeah, you just threw a hypothetical question. Well, why would they call
it's
me?
It's not hypothetical.
To help them
it's
out
been
3
done
o'clock
to
in
men
the morning.
Over the for years, ever since cars had been invented. I know of people who have gotten calls when they were busy doing something. Their car has broken down. And the
you know
females,
what?
The wives have called the men.
I got
if
calls
the man
when
accepts
I was,
that, that is one thing. I am talking about. And what the thrust of the show, for the most part, is about how women are saying, I am your equal. Treat me as your equal. I can do whatever you can do, and even better. And then, one, they either can't do it, but then want to blame us for having the so-called toxic masculinity. Or two, they can do it, but they still want the man to do the heavy lifting.
So actually, Joe, you got us back full circle. So that is really the concern. If women are equal to men, why is she calling a man at 3 a.m?
Yes.
Well, may I interject?
Really
I think I had a perfect statement, so everybody could. I was doing a math problem. I don't know if y'all remember this math problem from. I guess you was taught this in like maybe third or fourth grade with the alligator mouth. Equal to and greater than and less than. The woman, my point of view, I think this is what's trying to be said. Women are equal to but less than a man. Just like women are, that's what it is. That's what we're trying to say. They're is congruent. Equal to but less than a man. And to them,
no, that's what you're
they're
trying
equal
to say.
And greater than a man. And they're equal to and greater than a man because they have two the ability to carry two people at the same time. So to us, they're less equal to, but less than, and vice versa to them. Because it's actual.
You know that it's.
Do y'all remember them signs?
That don't even make sense to me.
Nah, because you just messed up your own math problem. All right, you contradicted what's called an identification. The equal to. A greater than or equal to. All right. The thing is that if a woman says she can be this way, and they can prove it by being gymnasts, by being pole performers, by doing things physically as men can do, then when it comes time for them to do that, which is their responsibility, and they still go to us to help them out, it's an extra burden on us when they're capable of doing it themselves.
I want to take another caller. You've got area code. You've got a 111. I'm not sure who that is. You're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you calling?
Yeah, hi, Ted.
Yes, how are you?
Richard, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, pretty well, man. Thanks for calling in.
Sure. I was just listening to you guys, and I read your opening statements concerning have women spent too much time attempting to be like men?
Right.
Yeah.
So if women have spent too much time being like men, have they forgotten how to be like women?
Well, I was just looking up. Look, we live in a pluralistic society, pretty much where people can be independent and free. So they have the ability to do what they're doing. I think the only area of heartache and heartburn that it causes me is that they are not fully held accountable. And that's basically men's fault, because men don't hold women accountable. They allow them to have this fungible status, this amorphous status, as it were. They can be equal when they want to be, but then they can switch back and be, you know, the victim, i.e. the princess, and so on and so forth.
So here's a great example. According to Harvard Medical School, this is Harvard saying it, they found that in domestic violence, women initiate. That means women start violence 70% of the time. So women believe that it's okay for them to hit a man, and when he strikes back, all of a sudden she's a girl, and he's not a real man. But yet before she hit him, she was his equal and could beat his ass until she got hit. Like, who said it? Tyson? Everyone's got a plan. Everyone's tough until they get hit, right?
Right. Well, you know, also they use weapons and the element of surprise. Dr. Martin Seibert, he's a professor at one of the Cal State universities. I was getting a little background there.
Are we okay? Oh, hold on. If Kwan, you've got some background noise, I think that's you.
All right.
Yeah, whoever's got the background noise, could you put yourself on mute, please?
Yeah, that was corroborated in a number of studies. Like I say, Dr. Martin Seibert pointed out that women initiate violence more often than men, and as I mentioned a moment ago, they use the element of surprise and weapons. I'm trying to think of this guy that was shot. He was an NFL player that was shot in his sleep. Now, this was his mistress.
Steve McNair.
What was his name?
Steve McNair.
Yeah, McNair. That's right. That's right. And this crazy woman killed him in his sleep. But that wasn't listed as domestic violence, though. And they have a weird way of listing situations when women are the perpetrators. Or they get other men, other foolish men, to carry out acts of violence against men. You know, the real situation is our laws. And I spoke to you about this last time, Ted, and I think you didn't – I was a little bit – I was concerned that you didn't really mount up or stand up to the power that the law has over all of our behavior. The law is the strongest tool in a civilized society, bar none. And so if women have the backing of the law, that gives them superiority to men.
Hey, everyone go on mute except Richard. So here's the deal. The laws, people think that your politicians and legislators are out there just sitting around writing laws. They are not. You have wealthy families, large landowners, and corporations and public interest groups, PACs, who sit down and think about what they want to happen, and they hire lobbyists And those lobbyists will write the laws in legal language so that these policies go on the books and legislators pass them. That means that everyone in the country who's willing to play the socio-political game has the right to participate. So for men to sit back, and see, this is where I'm coming from, Richard. For men to sit back and say our hands are tied and we can do nothing about it, I have a hard time buying into that.
Well, I never said that, first of all. I never said that.
And here's,
right, here's
my,
let me tell you two things. And well, I like to... Richard,
let me just say the second point. There are men who have been living in this country for generations, and they don't have those problems in their community because they set values in their own families, and they hold true to that.
Could you instantiate that? Could you give me an example?
Literally, community.
I heard you say Middle Eastern. Is
they're,
that correct?
Communities. They have a huge mosque in Michigan. I live in a town that has a growing and thriving Middle Eastern community, and there are a set of standards that the men hold in place and the women live by them. When you even abroad, feminists go to Saudi Arabia and these other places. The Saudi Arabian women will say, look, you're asking us to go against our men, and we're not doing that. So
right. Let me ask you a quick question here.
Honor
killing still upheld by those communities?
Hold on. Your opening statement, Richard, was that men have allowed this. And what I'm
right.
getting at is the men in those communities haven't allowed it.
All right. Now, I just ask you a question. Did you hear me?
No, that I wasn't finished, so no, of course not.
Sure, okay.
I'm listening.
No, what I ask you, okay, we're missing each other. Is it okay now? Is it okay to go?
I'm listening, yes.
Okay. I ask you, those communities, you mentioned Middle Eastern communities, and I ask you, are honor killings still upheld in those communities, or the threat of honor killings?
Yes. A father would take his daughter out. A father would kill his daughter if she shamed the family.
Bingo. So there you go right there. So ultimately, I've always said two things control reality, blood and money. Blood being up unto lifeblood, taking of a life. So those women know that they have an obligation to be obedient within certain parameters, and they do not step outside of those for the most part. Agreed?
And that's enforced by men, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Well, okay. Now, but those men come from a culture where that's accepted, and the laws bend to allow that. The laws here, men are basically obedient here. They're obedient fools for the most part. They're lapdogs. Most men in America are weak men. They don't even hold women accountable on dates and approaching. Women have declared their independence. You know, they've put their flag on Mount Rushmore or whatever and declared themselves independent. But men still see women as weak, and they feel that they have to come to women's aid. There should be no paying for dates, especially before a guy has had sex with a woman. All right? And women should not be treated the way they're treated. Now, this is pretty much in Western countries, but those people from Middle Eastern and other backgrounds, too, the men do control, and they control with the threat of physical violence.
Here's the crazy thing. Women in this country are also beaten and killed. But the men wait until they're backed in a corner and they lash out with insanity. as opposed to instead of letting themselves being beaten into a corner and they have to lash out, you stand up strong from the beginning. There are so many things men could have said. We're not accepting this. This is not being tolerated.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, a good example, and I think you brought this up last time, and I second on it because I was thinking about the very thing. And this is when men kill women, when women, and they have a nasty, cacophonous way of trying to accuse men, saying, you know, this is your responsibility. When women get themselves pregnant, and I caution you about how you even state that,
right.
Men don't get women pregnant. Women get themselves pregnant, period. And then they attempt to use the law, the heavy arm of the law, to hold men responsible. And, of course, I've seen police officers. There are documented cases where police officers have killed women. And in some cases, the women were lying. They weren't even pregnant. But they were just using that as a tool of manipulation and got their dumb behinds actually, you know, killed. And so, but I concur with you, but, you know, our society doesn't train men about women, about how to deal with women, how to deal with these creatures who call themselves equal, but at the same time do everything they can to avoid equal accountability and responsibility. So that's a big problem. Now, I talk about the military. The president was just at a... he was at some sort of ceremony for the Coast Guard. He was talking about how they have a goal of half women in all the branches of service. I say men should push that forward because that's the only way to really hold women sociably accountable. Because then, you know, you've got to get – look, society has to be rejiggered to where men are not seen as protector, provider. Now, that is by the law. Now, a man and a woman can work out anything they want. I have no problem with a man and a woman working out any kind of living situation. I just hope it's not abusive. But we need to take the power away from, the courts. When a man goes into the courtroom with a woman, whether it's child custody or divorce or whatever, the court automatically sides with the woman. That's why a woman gets a free lawyer in a paternity battle. Her lawyer is free. And whatever, whatever deficit it is that her lawyer needs, they force the man to pay for her lawyer. So that's absurd. That's outrageous. Other communities of men do not allow this, and that's why the women tend to be more compliant. Go ahead.
And hey, I'm not going to say anything, but your good points, I'll respond later. But area code 919, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, kid. This is Richard from Durham. How's everyone doing tonight?
Pretty well. What's going on, Richard? Thanks for calling. And
hey,
also,
man, you got. Go ahead.
Also, when you're done, 4:05, you're next and up on this one. So go ahead, Richard.
Okay. Well, you have another interesting topic as usual, but I'm kind of confused about the subject. And the subject is earlier, if I'm dating a woman who would go help her father change her tire. And if she did that, to me, that would tell me that she loved her father. So if I do the same for her, wouldn't that mean that I loved her too?
I don't know.
I forgot who said it. But if you love a woman and she calls you, say, "Hey, I need help," you're gonna get in your car and go help her. If she's got to jump off, then you roll back over and go to sleep. Am I missing something? Or
what
am I missing?
You, I'm going to tell you, if you were
all
listening
right.
before, I was saying
right.
that there are women who would call a man at 3 o'clock in the morning. If a man wants
mm-hmm.
to do it, that's fine. Okay?
Right.
But if
got
a man
you.
Says or has, okay, now I'm going to expand on it a bit and say if a man and woman are dating or in a relationship, and let's say they have an agreement, just to make things clear, that she is a responsible woman and she knows about AAA, she can call mm-hmm. AAA at that time. Okay? So I was talking to two women, and I mentioned
mm-hmm.
that a woman can call AAA instead of calling the man. The women offered
mm-hmm.
and that they know of women personally who would get out of bed,
mm-hmm.
in fact, one did, to go help her father,
mm-hmm.
who was trapped or broken down at 3 o'clock in the morning. So then
mm-hmm.
I said, if the woman that you know can do this, then if they are in that same situation, then they do not need to call a man because they already know what to do. Okay? So
okay.
I hope I caught you
now,
up to speed.
With all that being said, regardless of what you just told me, if you loved a woman, would you go out and help her, yes or no?
Love has nothing to do with it, Richard.
I'm asking if you loved her, would you go
after
her? Yes or no?
Again, you know, for me to love a woman who says to me, she is my equal. Let's say she's been on a gymnastic team. She knows how to do things physically. She says, and we've discussed about what would you do at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she says, well, I would call AAA. And now she's calling me, I would not go out to help her. She
even
is deliberately putting a burden on my shoulders. Well, I might love her. But according to everybody here, except maybe for Richard, I'm not even sure about him, all of you
mm-hmm.
are equating that a woman who says, I can be your equal and I will do this under these circumstances, and yet when those circumstances come, and she doesn't do it, instead of looking at the woman and saying that she is using you, you're saying that the man should do what the woman wants regardless.
I'm with you. This is the one time I agree with you. No contest.
Hey, and listen, this is what's illogical. You're 1 hour away. If she would get up and change the and go help her father change the tire, that means she knows how to do it. It takes less than an hour to change the tire. Why would you drive 1 hour when she could change that tire in 20 minutes and be on her way? Why sit there for 1 hour? That might be dangerous. It might not be a smart thing to do.
Richard, if you live next door to your brother, let me ask you a question. Live next door to you. You got a homeowners association that says your grass can only be yay high. Your brother brags and tells the whole family how much better his yard looks than yours, how much better he keeps his grass cut than yours. Four weeks go by, his grass gets too high. He starts getting letters from the housing association, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
he asks you to come over and cut his grass. For whatever reason, what would you do? Would you go cut his grass, or would you say, hey, you've been going around telling everybody that your grass looks better than mine. You take better care of your grass than mine. Why can't you cut your grass?
That's a good question.
Answer it.
You gonna answer it for me, or you want me to answer?
I want you to give a short, non-verbose answer.
My answer would be, it depends on the reason why he's asked me to cut it. That's
okay.
My
he's
answer.
Healthy. There's nothing wrong with him.
Oh, he's gonna change it. Okay, he's healthy. Nothing wrong with him. Okay. Again, it depends on the reason why he's asking me to cut it.
There's nothing wrong with him. He has plenty of time. He just doesn't want to do it. He's asking you to come do it. Go.
here's the way I look at friendship. Here's the way I look at friendship.
Richard, I'm asking you a very simple question.
You want me to answer it the way you want me to answer it, and I'm not going to do
it. No, I want you to answer
If you want me to answer it, tell them so you can hear me. If you want me to answer it,
because you know you tell your brother, you know you tell your brother, fuck you, cut your own grass. You know you do that.
No,
that's why you're dancing around.
I would not do that. I would. All right.
Yes, you would. That's why you got that goofy-ass grin on your face right now that we can all hear. We can hear the goofy grin on your face.
It's goofy grin because I'm laughing at you, trying to make me say what you want me to say. Because I'm not going to tell you what I say. You ask me a question, let me answer it. The question.
Hey, Chris, let him go.
Let him answer the question. Me, I have many different levels of friendship. There's people in my neighborhood I haven't said a word to. They don't say a word to me. But if the shit hits the fan and I ask them to do something, I think they would be there for me. Now, if this guy is the type of guy I'm talking about, where if I was in a band and I hadn't spoken to him, hadn't treated him like a neighbor or whatever, and I asked him to do something for me, if I believed he'd do it, then I would do it for him. If I didn't think he would do it for him, he'd kiss my ass. He'd do it for me. He'd kiss my ass.
We got it, Richard. We're
going to
stop
okay,
there.
Can I say something, Ted? Sure. Yes, women have forgot how to be feminine because they're too busy acting like men. And the problem is like your previous caller said, the problem is men not holding them accountable. And as you can see, there are entirely too many men who act feminine themselves, and they refuse to admit that. And so what they do is they embrace this masculinity of women because they're scared of women. And then they come across men like me and maybe like you and like Joe, and they don't understand why we think the way we do. When we're just being naturally, we're being men. We're being what God designed us to be.
After listening to you, I understand there's a different kind of fear of women. You are afraid to death of women. That's why he comes to this heathen.
I'm afraid of women.
Every time you get on the dance,
tell me how I'm afraid of women. Please tell me. I'll allow you to elaborate. Please tell me.
Because every time you get on the call, you're always talking about some bullshit that you pulled out of your ass about.
Be specific.
I ain't got all night. And I'm not going to hijack Ted's call to do that. I'm not going to hijack Ted's call to go into that. Okay? But you're afraid of women, brother. So don't call me a simp when you are afraid of women.
You
understand. Well, you're afraid of women. At least I'm not afraid of women. You're scared of death of a fucking woman.
But you can't explain how I'm afraid of women. It's just something you throw. It's just an ad hoc.
We're way off topic now. I thought you guys were going to do something with that. So just chill with that. So the question on the table, and I've got a woman in Instagram who did about 90 comments with me on Instagram. Her name is Eve. Eve, it would be great if you came over to YouTube and joined because you say that women and men are equal. So I really would like it if you could come in and talk to us about what makes men and women equal.
Let me just tell you, they're not. If women and men were equal, then the military would never have had to have lowered their standards just for women to get in. Firefighters never would have had to lower their standards. standards just for women to get in. Police would have never had to lower their standards for women to get in. Women are not equal to men, and they never will be. Never. Not in a million years. If women are asking men to get up out of bed, go see what that bump was in the middle of the night, how the hell can they say that they are equal? Why don't they just get up and go see what that bump is themselves?
Hey, Ted.
Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, the obvious solution, Mr. Solution, distinguish myself from the other gentleman, because it may be confusing. Anyway, I dealt with it from the structural side initially, and I'll deal with it from the, from the human and relationship side now. And just a definition of femininity, and I heard a woman define it this way, and it was very nice, so I just did and adopted it. And it deals with a woman, womanly wiles, their looks, their being cooperative, affectionate, supportive, loyal, being able to cook, hopefully having some recipes or a recipe book of their own. They're being fun. Of course, sex is involved, and submissiveness and their youthfulness. A woman is most valuable to a man in her youth. And those are just – now to contrast that, and this may be what the other woman will say when she comes on, femininity is defined as strong and independent. I don't think that's a good definition of a woman that most men would want to be in a relationship with. Interdependent, yes, but not independent.
Well, and technically, no one is independent. We all depend on one another. No one is building their own car, making their own clothes, and growing their own food. So it's actually a myth to say you're independent. The one thing I would wonder if you would add, Richard, to that, it's something that our grandmothers and great-grandmothers did. They had a responsibility to keep the family healthy. If someone's got
Could you repeat that, Ted, because some background noise.
Yep, we have someone – everyone go on mute because you have too many things going on. I don't know if you're shuffling cards and playing blackjack in Las Vegas. So go on mute. So one of the jobs that our grandmothers and great-grandmothers did with no problem was to ensure that the entire family stayed healthy. Like the health, it was from cooking foods that were healthy. If someone got sick, there were remedies that were passed down to them from their mothers and grandmothers. There were all kinds of things that – or they even experimented. You know, some of the older women were almost like chemists. They could create things that would ensure, you know, health or infections, and they knew what to do.
Right, and these are the things that modern women have abandoned in almost from a holistic standpoint. They just abandoned this. But you know, my point is, and I go back. The only way I feel that things are going to be restructured is to place the full accountability of what women are demanding squarely on their shoulders. In other words, give them the opportunity to fail, because as it is now, women can use men's power to advance their, I'm going to say, destructive causes. They're using male power to do it. And so as long as – look, I used to stop on the side of the road. If I saw a woman needing help, I mean, I was really the type of guy, and it was out of, you know, goodness to help them and do whatever I can. I don't do that anymore. I do not do that. I don't try and help women. I think most of you guys are familiar with Tom Likas when he said in The Office, you know, don't do any of the lifting, whether it's boxes or particularly the 40, 45, 50-pound water jug. You know, don't lift that for the women anymore. Let them do it. So I think that that's going to be pivotal in helping women. Because, to see where they have erred. Women really don't see where they've made a mistake, as long as men keep supporting them. But I go back to this particular list, and I think this makes a more healthy situation for what you call gender roles, and I believe that's what we're talking about overall, and that is a woman, men want to help women, but they want to help women who are appreciative, okay, not women who are demanding. And so I say a woman needs to be cooperative. She needs to be affectionate, supportive, loyal. She needs to be able to cook. That goes to the health situation that you were talking about. And she needs to be fun. A lot of women aren't fun. They're like drill sergeants. And, of course, the sex, that makes for better sex. And there needs to be a bit of submission on women's part. And they're not submissive. They're very demanding. And that's a real turnoff to any men, real men, I would say.
You left, I need to go back to being covered up again, too. Because that thing got out of wild. A real one keep up their clothes and covered up. You ain't leaving nothing to Maine and Madden in there.
So what you think that you were, Kendrick? Kendrick, you think she wore, what, she wore a burqa or something? What do you think that you were?
Look here, I don't care what they Damn. Look here. They need to code. They need to cover that up. That ain't sexy. That ain't cute.
That sound like okay. Sound like that sound like marriage. Like you've been married 50 years, going through that. You know?
But that just being for
if
real.
I know what Kendrick is saying. He's saying there are women who show the cleavage too much. And these are the same type of women who will say, when you look at the cleavage, look up here. Don't look down there. Look up here. So, yeah, it's nice to see women's breasts in the right situation, in the right context. You don't want to see a slut. At least I don't want to see a slut. It turns me off. Okay? I like a little bit of imagination. And Kendrick, just to make sure that I'm not just putting words in your mouth, was I on point in some way in explaining what I thought you had said?
Yeah, you said it perfectly. And that's what that's the opposite of what I'm seeing what's going on there. They just loosey goosey.
Well, the other way to, and if I add to what you said, Richard, is to give them exactly what they want, full equality. So full equality means you no longer have boys and girls sports. You have, and the best people make the team. That's for professional, that's for high school, that's for anything. And the girls who might have been good amongst other girls, they probably won't make the team. That goes for basketball, track, volleyball, baseball, everything, across the board, the Olympics, everything. If you want to be in the military, there's only one criteria to make the military. And you carry the same weight that men carry, and you run within the same time. You want to be a firefighter? It's the same thing. If you want to be an attorney and you want to be partner, partners work 80 hours a week. I don't care about your children. And that may sound cold, but you want equality. Women take 60% more sick leave in work than men do, especially when they have children. So women have demanded equality and they get in, except then they want special treatment when they get in. That's not equality. There's a story of a woman who is a welder, and she was complaining because she wasn't being paid the same as the other welders. Well, the owner of the company said, hey, I've been doubting you. I watch how many breaks you take. You take way more breaks than the guys. You go to the bathroom more. And she said, well, that's not fair. I'm a woman. I have my menstrual cycle, and I need extra time. And he said, so the guys are working while you're in the bathroom, not working. Why should I pay them while you're taking a break or dealing with your menstrual cycle? He said, no. And she said, fine. So she put on a diaper, and she didn't take breaks, and she quit. She couldn't sustain it over the long term. She could not handle the equality. And if we gave women equality just like they asked for, what you would find is a lot of women wouldn't qualify. You stop lowering the bar in corporations. You have to, you put in the time. If men are working 60 hours, 80 hours, that's what you work. If men are lifting 45-pound water bottles, you lift it. If you can't, if you need time off for your children, then you can't work here. If men gave women absolute equality and treated you, if you, see, because in a man's world, we understand there are boundaries. And a woman will run her mouth with a man, and I'm tough and I'll kick your ass, but she knows that other guys are going to step in. Men know that there's some protocol, right? We know that there's boundaries, and we only go so far. And that's not just people who are hardened thugs, because I lived in D.C., and there was this restaurant right on Capitol Hill, and the manager was telling me how people like Ted Kennedy and about three or four other senators are no longer allowed in the restaurant because they started slugging it out and throwing bottles and glasses. So men, regardless of their socioeconomic class, the way we finally resolve things is we'll fight, and women don't understand how that works. Yet they believe that they can walk into our world without understanding the rules of the nation. They want special treatment. So if we were to give women special treatment equal treatment across the board, perhaps, someone was saying, they would start to see that they have entered into the twilight.
There's another thing, too, Ted.
Say that again?
There's another thing, too. Women are complaining about when the equality is really given to them. Because I want to dovetail and piggyback off the sports example you had said. Now, if you take a look at the news, women are complaining about the trans who are entering the women's sports like track and field, and they're winning track and field and they're winning weightlifting. That they're all for equality until. Right, and they're all for gender equality and saying, well, we're the equal to men, and men are the equal to women biologically. They got confused about gender versus biology. But when the trans females who were men who were transforming over to females entered their arena and started winning, women started doing lawsuits.
Yes, yeah, now you have girls in high school who aren't even going to get scholarships because boys in high school figured out that, hey, I'm poor, I don't have a good grade, but if I pretend to be transgender, I can go play these female sports and get an athletic scholarship. And now all these girls are getting left out. Like I told you earlier, Ted, there's no brakes on a crazy train. So like the other Richard said, you have to push it to full speed ahead. Let it crash. Give them the equality that they keep asking for. The problem is you have too many men, like some callers on the line, who will step in and prevent them from receiving true equality. And as long as that keeps happening, they'll never see the error of their ways. Things will never go back. Do you know, you talk about sports, do you know how men qualify for the Olympics when it comes to sprinting?
Is that again? What?
Do you know how men qualify for the Olympics when it comes to male sprinters?
Maybe not, but I've run track. But tell me,
in order for a man to qualify for the Olympics as a sprinter, he has to run just to qualify. He has to run the faster than the fastest female.
No, Chris. No, it's still beyond that, because the fastest female who wins the gold medal in the Olympics will get blown away by guys in high school.
Exactly.
And those guys in high school are not fast enough to make it to the Olympics.
Right. The WNBA, who keeps telling the world, I made a post Nike did on Instagram, how the problem with the WNBA is we're not watching. No. Look, the problem with the WNBA is it's the fucking WNBA, and nobody wants to watch it, right? You take any high school team, any boys' high school team in this country, and they could beat the championship WNBA team. It just is. They would dunk on them. There would be alley-oops left and right of them dunking on these women. And it's just, I mean, as much as these women keep trying to tell us that they are equal, No, just go back to being what you were. Like Richard said earlier, they used to cook, they used to clean, they used to do all this. Well, all those were tactics because it's to keep us, you know, we're men as men, we need to face it. We are an apex predator. And everything women do is to keep us from killing them. It's to get us to protect them from the other predators in the world. The problem is so much protection has been given to them through the laws, through sex, that they forgot how dangerous the world actually is and that they actually need us and that without us, they won't survive.
And that's why you hear me say, Chris, if women actually feel oppressed, you should never stay in a situation where you're oppressed. You should pack up and go move to your own island, create your own society with no men on it, and there's plenty of sperm banks. They could buy that. They could have children. But if women truly are oppressed, they should pack up and leave and build a civilization better. They should, you know, drill their own oil, mine their own iron, copper. They should do all of that. There's nothing to stop them. And women have had the money for more than 100 years. Women have had millions, if not billions of dollars. Women have had the finances to do this for more than 100 years. And most of those women with all that money, they don't even invest in all women companies.
Hey, Ted, look here, Richard. Bear Grylls, I suggest that all the men go to Bear Grylls Island because this comes squarely face-to-face with what you just said. Women generally are incapable, and I'm going to say women are intellectually inferior to men also. I'm going to say that. I have the balls to say that. They are intellectually inferior, and they're putting up a counterfeit reality that men should buy into. For one, if you look at this Bear Grylls Island, where they got modern women and modern men, and they took them back to the basics and to see who could survive, is what you just referenced. And women cannot survive without men. And a great example is if the power grid goes out, women can't do a damn thing. But yet they use all that men have created, And then they use that to put men down. See, in our society, American Western culture, women have no respect for men, even though it is men that is keeping their sorry carcasses alive. So Bear Grylls Island is a good example of what men and women are capable of. The other thing is the transgender women. Now, I listen to people like Dennis Prager and other conservatives. And I'm conservative to a great extent. I think anyone who is successful is conservative to a great extent. But even they don't realize that they're playing into the feminine, I think, debacle when they, speak harshly against transgender women competing with so-called biological women, simply because biological women have pushed the envelope to demand equality. And so as transgender women who identify as women have rights of equality also, I think they are the perfect competition. They are the perfect competition for these loudmouth women. And I don't care if these women can't win against transgender women. I could care less, okay, because most of them aren't good at sports anyway. And finally, this enticement of women. Women, notice in the corporate world, now I think this guy, Joe Budden, but you guys have heard of the Me Too. Me Too is totally run one-sided, where women can go unfettered, flaunting their sexuality, and only men are supposed to control themselves. And that is just outrageous that we would allow this kind of thing to occur. Now, it used to be that there were dress codes for women, particularly on construction sites. They couldn't come there wearing booty shorts and low cleavage and this kind of stuff and not wearing, usually on unionized jobs, where they would have to wear a certain uniform, a certain standard outfit, that didn't give them the advantage of showing their cleavage and all this kind of stuff. So the point is that women want only men to be restrained or constrained. They don't have to be. They can do whatever the hell they want, shake their asses. And I like looking at women's bodies. I'm not going to, you know, I'm a heterosexual, red-blooded American male, so I like looking at women's bodies. But at the same time, I realize how much power and influence that is and how, you know, someone said it earlier, you know, in the Middle East. Now, I don't totally agree with the burqa. I think that thing can be scary. But, you know, I saw some women one day, several of them together in this black, nothing but their eyes showing, and it, you know, it caught me off guard. But I think that's a hyperbolic example of trying to get women to cover up. But the point is that women have too much latitude to flaunt their sexuality and then blame men for responding to it. And I just think that is outrageous. And it should not be allowed. We are allowing women to bring companies to their knees based on this superficial demonstration that women can exhibit, and we have it enforced by our laws. One final thing. I remember, I believe it was when McDonnell Douglas was selling out to Boeing, and one of the major considerations that they were that was on the table is your sexual harassment lawsuits. Those lawsuits are so invasive and so powerful and so impactful that it determines whether or not a company will even consider another company profitable based on those sexual harassment lawsuits. So this should be, I think sexual harassment lawsuits should be completely eliminated. There's no need for them.
And you know,
and
Richard,
hold on.
You had a guy who's not on the line anymore. I heard him say when he was 14, a 31-year-old woman had sex with him, and I don't think that woman was penalized. So to your point, women, you know, we'll just say that he was lucky. He should be happy he got laid. And if it was reversed, we would say it's horrible, a grown man, 31-year-old man having sex with 14-year-old girl, but we look at it differently.
Well, yeah, and I think we're fools for doing it because we're giving women this huge destructive power. There have been cases where women have statutorily raped young boys and gotten pregnant, and then the courts will force the boy to pay that older woman child support. One kid was forced with having to pay her child support out of his paper route. So, I mean, this is just outrageous.
Hey, Richard. This is the other Richard. May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you believe women are equal to men? Do you believe women are equal to men?
Well, in humanity, yes, but in terms of observable and demonstrable power and influence, no.
What does that mean?
Just what I said. In terms of them being fully human, yes, just like a child. Yes, I believe a child is fully human. I believe their human rights should be respected. But I don't give a child the type of control where they can just be abusive in determining the outcomes with regard to men, particularly when they oftentimes create the problem. Go ahead.
So now, as Chris pointed out, I'm the neighborhood simp. So if I ask you a question that you think I'm simping with, then you know, just call me a simp and move on like he does, okay? Do you think women are the same?
No, they're not the same. No, no two people are the same. But what's your point?
So you're saying women are equal, but they're not the same. That's
they're equal
said,
in their
said.
Humanity and personhood.
They're equal, but they're not the same. Is that true?
Okay.
They're equal.
Women and men are equal in their humanity and personhood. but not in terms of their demonstrated ability.
Hold on, Richard. Do you know that women's brains are not equal to men's?
Yes.
They don't function equally. They're not the, you know, in, on average, not the same size. But the, just the way they function makes us see the world differently, just by itself, and it kills out any possibility of being equal.
I understand that, Ted. You said that time and time again.
Let me say this to you: women really don't create or maintain anything. When you take, you know, I love the T Ledger. If you just sit down and you know, when you're in a quiet moment, and you look at how society is built and civilized by men, okay? Everything is built and maintained by men. Women are simply users of those particular productive creations of men. They don't really create and build anything.
Yeah, but, you know, I accept that because that's not what they were designed to do. The problem I have...
Well, wait a minute, but they say...
Let me finish. Okay. The problem I have with them is they keep telling us that they can do it, but they
exactly.
can't.
Exactly. That's what
they,
I was going
to
say,
to
but
it.
You said it. Great.
I can accept the fact that they can do it because they weren't designed to do it. Yes, but now that we've done this and we've done this for you, stop telling us that you can do it when you can't prove that you can do it. All you can do is sit back and enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Well, let me back you up
well,
a minute. Yeah, they can do it. Most women can be trained to do what most men
no,
do.
Can't. No, they can't.
But they don't want
no,
to do it. And they
no,
don't
they
do it. Yeah,
now,
they can be
point.
Trained to do it.
No,
sure,
I'm
they
agreeing.
Can.
There was a group of engineers.
Both of you are right. I'm agreeing with Mr. Solis. There are plenty of women who will make the argument.
Hold on, Joe. I can prove it. There's a group of engineers. There's a University of Florida who hired an architectural firm that was nothing but women, all engineers. They wanted to build a bridge. This bridge was going to accommodate nothing but foot traffic. They wanted to prove that women were just as good engineers as architects as men. So they had them build this bridge. They built this bridge for foot traffic. The bridge didn't last a week before it collapsed and killed people. You have bridges that men have built over 200 years ago that weren't built to accommodate the weight of modern vehicles. Yet somehow
I'm not
those bridges are still standing.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm only bringing in the aspect and buttressing what Mr. Solutions was saying. There are instances. Now, you had brought up a good point, Chris, months ago about the fact that women cannot perform in the military to the same degree as women, I mean as men, because the rifles, they can't handle them. I'm saying that there are instances, there are instances in which women can do what men can do, but they will say, but I choose not to. And they
not
don't even
to.
Realize
right.
that they're, right, that they're destroying their own argument. Yes, they can do certain things, but just like I had said when I came on the show, they will do it for power, money, and glory. There's a song, I don't know if you were listening, it's called Power, Money, and Glory by Lana Del Rey. It came out in 2014. It was nominated for a Grammy. I think she may have won it for it. I didn't hear about it until about a week and a half ago. And it says from the woman's mouth, I want what you got. And not only that, I want to take what you got for money, power, and glory. Women are not our equals. And those, and all we really want is to be respected and appreciated for what we do for women. Without us, women die.
Ted, in another call, you said that women are made to do or can do certain tasks that men can't. So I think we just established on this call that women can't shoot. A woman soldier can't shoot as good as a man can. She can't handle the rifle as well as a man can. I think we all agree with that. But I bet you on assembly line, a woman could put that rifle together better than a man can.
That's a lie. I've never seen a woman assemble an AR-15 faster than a man. I've never seen them do it.
I'm not.
I've never seen them do it.
Hang on, Chris, before you go off on that. Hang on. I'm not talking about in the field. I'm talking about what it manufacturing.
And I'm talking about the same way they manufacture at the manufacturing line, they assemble them the same way in the field. I'm going to give you the argument that you're trying to make because you're miserably failing.
Okay.
What women can do is in production lines in Asia where they assemble small electronic parts because women have smaller hands than men. Women are able to get in and solder things on circuit boards better than men because they have smaller hands. That's the argument you're trying to make. But that's a biological thing. They have smaller hands. But guess what? Guess what, Richard? Guess what men can do? Men can still build robots that can outperform those women. We can build robots to go in and
Are we comparing women to men? Now we're comparing women to robots. Which one is it?
Richard, listen to Chris, bro. Please. Listen to Chris.
Richard, that's not what he said. Hold on. I think the other Richard's in California. Is that correct?
Yeah, West Coast. I would like to make a quick point.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm a pretty athletic man, okay? But I can't perform on the NFL. So all men can't and don't perform at the same level. Now, my argument is simply this. Women can be trained by men to accomplish most of the tasks that are required. Okay, women can be surgeons and indeed are surgeons. You know, they're trained. All these fields were created by men, all right, and taken to a professional degree. So men can train women, and I think this is where the problem really comes in, and it becomes nefarious and insidious. Women can be trained to function at near the level, certainly at an acceptable level. Now, men tend to be able to function at a hyperbolic level, a much higher level, sometimes a higher level than actually is needed for sufficiency. Okay, but women, when properly trained, can function admirably. However, most women don't want to do that. If the Department of Labor lists 25 of the most dangerous and dirty jobs, jobs like logging, North Sea crabbing, things of that nature, crop dusting, and so on and so forth. Now, women can do that. They can be trained to do that, and they can be trained to do it efficiently. But guess what? They don't want to do it, and they don't have to do it. They would prefer that men do it while claiming at the same time that they're equal. What men should do, and I think it can start at a basic level, we can't change the world, but we can change small things incrementally on the molecular level. We can require women to approach men for dates, because all of us want to deal with men, with women, at least most of us, we like women, and we can require we not have to pay for women who don't mean anything to us yet. Now, women can get that accomplished, but they don't want to do that either. They don't want to approach you. They don't want to deal with rejection, but they're equal. They don't want to pay for first dates, but they're equal, and they earn money. They earn good money in male-created fields. So that's the thing I think men really have to do. They need to step back and take a critical look at how to hold women accountable. That's all we're talking about. And by the way, that is an adult reality, being accountable, being responsible, especially if you're equal.
Well, that's true. And I was going to say, Mr. Solution, that when you're talking about dating and talking about the first approach, women do know how to make the approach. They do it to basketball players. They do it to rich people. But even if they do it for the normal guy, the middle-class person, what they will do when they want to go out, they will suggest, you know what, we should go out, which means it's the opening for the man to say, well, yeah, are you free Friday? And then that puts the burden on him. Also, when they say, when they do approach, and they want to go out, and they make some kind of bold approach, they will say, well, how, can you meet me for coffee, instead of saying, I would like to take you out. So that takes the burden off them, even when they do make the approach.
Right, and they do it in lesbian relationships, too. So this is all I'm saying, men, to all the men. If you agree that women with equal legal rights under public policy, they have equal rights, that equal rights demand, from a philosophical and a rational standpoint, equal rights demand equal accountability. So men can start demanding, and don't flake out, that women be equal in every observable area of male-female interaction. That's all you, that's all you really want. That's it.
Hey, Richard, in Straight Talk, somebody posted that women, that 100 men, it was in Straight Talk earlier today, but 100 men can get 100 women pregnant in 1 year. Whereas
what? I'm not hearing 100 you men. Repeat it, sir.
In Straight Talk, somebody posted that 100 men can get 100 women pregnant in 1 year.
You mean one man can get 100 women pregnant? Is that what you meant to say?
Hey, that's right, there. So you know where I'm going.
Yeah,
one man can get 100 man can get 100 women pregnant in a year. That was posted in Straight Talk. So if you are a woman dealing with a man with that quote unquote type of power, what kind of defense would you raise against him? What would you do if you're talking to some guy, you like him and all the rest, okay, but you know he has the ability to be with you that night and somebody else the next, because he doesn't equate sex to love, how would you protect yourself?
Okay, first of all, I think your premise has a lot of problems, but I would say this. Number one, a man can, we're not talking about rape. We're not talking about rape, either of a man or a woman. We're talking about
Nobody say anything about rape.
Want to make sure that's clear. That's all. Okay, we're talking about consensual sex between consenting adults. Therefore,
right,
a man does not get a woman pregnant. That's the wrong language to use. In fact, our society allows women both financial and physical abortions. A financial abortion, you can look that up under Safe Haven or Baby Moses laws, where a woman can turn a child in that she doesn't want to a police station or hospital with no further financial responsibilities. That is called a financial abortion, all right? She can also get a physical abortion even if the man wants the child. So this is where that bullshit argument about the best interest of the child falls to the wayside. It is a bullshit argument to give the woman unfettered power over the man because she can kill the child. How the hell is that in the child's best interest, even if the man wants it? Now, when I used to do counseling, the reason I referenced that is there was a situation where a woman called me up and she said, I knew the woman, and she had gotten pregnant by a guy on the East Coast, and he wanted the child, and she didn't. And the law was on her side to destroy the child, okay? So that just shows you the imbalance. And I explained this to a feminist woman, CPA type, all right? And she even had to agree.
Hang on, sir. You went down the wrong path on me. I apologize.
And she agreed that was unfair. So we have to look at the way the laws are jiggered.
You went down the wrong path, man.
West Coast Richard, I'm going to cut it to the
Here's what Carolina Richard is trying to get across. Since a man can impregnate 100 women in a year and a woman can only get impregnated by one, the it gives the man the upper hand that he doesn't equate sex with love, so he can just go out and get a bunch of women pregnant. So the woman, I think what he's getting at is going to use manipulation to try and keep the man with her so he doesn't get another 99 women pregnant. So she's going to manipulate and do whatever she has to do to keep him from using his power of spreading his seed. Is that where you're going with this?
Let me ask Ted first. You asked me a question. Ted, when we first started these talks on your group and everything, you know, we were going cat and dog at each other. Now we understand each other. That's 100% what I was trying to say, what you just said.
All right, let me respond to that. I'm just chopping at the bits to respond to that. First of all, like I say, that is a false way of stating it. A woman only gets pregnant in modern day 21st century America if she wants to, because there's plan A, there's plan
B. You're going down the wrong path again.
Wait a minute, I'm not going down the wrong path. Let me go down the path. I'm saying that no woman gets pregnant unless she wants. Wait, everyone, stop.
Hey, Richard, both Richard, stop. Dwayne, what are you asking me?
Okay, no. I just so you know, I got to go because the wife is calling me. So, you know.
There's a man of the house.
I'm the man of the house. I'm getting ready to attend to my equal. I understand why you called me. It's been a pleasure. I gotta go. I can't talk no more. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Take care.
Okay.
Hopefully he's nice to her. Be nice to her. She'll let you Velcro your balls back on.
Hey, that's a low ball shot. Hold on. It is. But it's the truth. It was funny. With much patience, what do you think? The real conversation here is, have women spent too much time attempting to be like men? And we're going off on some tangents, but 678, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you call from?
Cool. So I've been waiting about 15 minutes, but it's all good. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Yep.
Tell everyone your name.
All right.
To address you.
Basically, the only reason women act the way they do is because the laws and men allow that shit. If it wasn't for the laws and men, they wouldn't do none of this. And that's a fact. They know, like, men have said, they're not accountable for their actions. They're going to be protected. The laws protect them, and you got these dudes out here protecting them. That's the only reason, point blank, that they carry themselves the way they do. Because they know one-on-one, they can't compete. They would lose every time. That's the only reason that modern women carry themselves the way they do. Because they know that someone's going to have their back, whereas men, we'll stand alone against 100 people and be willing to face the consequences for our actions.
They won't lose. Let me just rephrase that in my opinion. They won't lose. They'll just have a more fair outcome. They'll have a more adult outcome. Men are losing now. But if it weren't for the laws, which these laws didn't always exist, Ted, I told you last time, before 1973, when Roe versus Wade was instituted, at the same time, they changed the laws for out-of-wedlock births because they knew there was going to be a whole slew of out-of-wedlock births, and they wanted the men to be the scapegoats. So they changed the law because prior to 73, bastard children or illegitimate children did not get the same legal protection as children born within the bounds of matrimony.
But what I'm saying is that if left up to nature, women know they will lose every time. They cannot defeat a man in any way, shape, form. They know that. So they had
but
to wait
let me just say
that
they won't
back.
Lose. It'll just be a more fair outcome. Because
no,
there wouldn't be the competition for them to lose. They would be more cooperative.
It's fair because everything would be against the man. So that's not fair. When the law
right, right. But here's what I'm saying.
It's not fair.
If you didn't have these abusive laws against men, there would just be a more balanced outcome and women would be more cooperative. What they're supposed to be.
Well, what I'm saying is that the law.
Do you see what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but the law for the fine nature was saying that they're kind of giving women everything they want with no consequences because they
right,
know
exactly.
that they can get away with it. So
exactly.
if you go by nature, they know they would lose every time. The only reason they act bad, the only reason they run up in the man's face and all this stuff because they know. The laws are in their favor. A woman can beat the hell out of you, and men still will sit here and say, you ain't supposed to hit her back. I can cave a bitch a broad chest in with one punch.
What
but
I do that?
That deal, if I did
well,
that.
Well, some women you may be able to do that. You wouldn't be able to do that to all
no,
women.
No, I promise you. Anyone, if I hit a broad, in her, I don't lay the man down with one punch. So I know if I hit a broad in her chest, she's out for the count. But the fact is, I would be the one paying the penalty, not her, even though she's the one who initiated
nothing.
It.
Right,
so it's
right.
like that's the only reason they act the way they do is because they know someone got their back. Whereas men, on the other hand, we don't care who got our back. We will stand alone against everyone and be willing to die for our cause. Well, the woman ain't finna do that. She's going to expect someone to come save her. That's the
well,
difference.
Let me say this. Let me just respond
alone.
To that. First of all, men are more fair-minded. They're more equity-minded. And men tend to cooperate with each other better than women do. Especially
now,
for building.
That makes sense. That's a given. But I'm just saying, just in general, women only act the way they act because they know someone got their back, whereas a man would stand alone.
And well, men don't really stand alone. And see, there are consequences for the outcast, for the outlier man, because we'll go after him, we'll punish him, and not the guy that's just innovative, the guy who's truly a rebel. And who's truly, a charlatan, who's truly worthless, who's counterproductive, there are things in society that will punish him. But when it comes to man and woman, the laws and simps and the laws support women, no matter how ratchet the women are.
That's the point that I'm making. That's the only reason they act the way they do.
Right, you're right about that. But the only thing I would caution you is in a situation, especially where you have loudmouth modern women, not to say the women would lose because it doesn't have to be a competition. It can be normative behavior. I think the best way of expressing it is to say that there would be a more balanced outcome if it weren't for the abusive laws against men and boys, by the way. The laws are against men and boys.
Richard, you know, part of the problem is not just, well, men allowed this to go on, right? But the problem,
right.
Women have become so entitled with it that they've... It's almost like women believe men have no rights, right? And women have the right to do what they please. So I don't take my word for it. I'm going to play this very short video. It's about 2 minutes. It's Whoopi Goldberg on the Voice. And listen to what Whoopi says to these women about hitting men, and watch how the women deal with Whoopi.
And let me just point out that the comment that he made is based on what the young lady said. She did. Let me just make that clear to y'all. Yeah. She said, I hit him, and I believe that's what Stephen is pointing at. I just want to say,
and for a man, hitting a woman unless his life is in jeopardy.
I'm sorry.
He knocked her out. He knocked her out.
Listen, I'm sorry. If you hit somebody, you cannot be sure you are not going to get hit by that. And you grow up with a little sister says, no, you can never hit her. And she's like this, and she's hitting you all the time. You say, Mommy, Mom. Like, well, you know what? I'm sorry. If you hit her,
always,
no. You have to teach women. You have to teach
and I don't care. But you have to teach women, do not live with this idea that men have this chivalry thing still with them.
Right.
Don't assume
right.
that that's still in place.
Right.
You know, don't be surprised if you hit a man and he hits you back. You don't hit him. You hit somebody, they hit you back.
Okay,
don't be surprised.
It comes to physical strength. They're not equal. When it comes to physical strength, they're not equal. You know what they teach?
It's a man. If you're concerned. Listen, you... Men have already been
caught. No chance can hit a girl unless your life is in danger.
She kicked him in the balls. Oh, that's funny. Ha, 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 ha. But the minute he punches her right back in the face, oh, you hit a woman, blah, blah, blah. No, fuck that. She deserved it. You know, and even when it comes to police, the police have this model. It's called a Duluth model. And it's what it's being taught to them that no matter what, when they show up to a scene of domestic violence, the man is always the aggressor. So even when they show up to a scene and the man is the one with all the cuts, the scratches, the blood on him, and that woman is standing there without a mark on her, they still take the men to jail.
And the way men need to protect themselves now is, number one, I don't subscribe to a woman shouldn't be hit. There's nothing in nature or nature's laws that says that a woman shouldn't be hit. However, we have adopted that as a public policy. So the way men need to protect themselves is, number one, and I agree squarely with Ted on this, is vet the woman. If she shows signs of violence, don't deal with her carcass, okay?
Yo, Chris.
You cannot vet a – no, you – no, that's – no. And I correct
you. Well, let me just finish.
No, no, no.
And if she does happen to hit you –
with warning labels on their head, on their forehead. Women don't come with warning labels on their forehead that says after 5 months, I'm going to turn back shit crazy. They don't do it.
Chris, let him finish with the change.
Yeah, well, thanks, Ted. What I was saying is, first of all, men need to be very strategic, especially men who are successful and who are looking to be successful. Because if you get caught up in the system has no mercy on men. It will destroy you. I would say vet the woman, and if she shows signs of being a crazy witch with a W, don't deal with her. And if she does hit you, make sure you call the police on her. Because, see, this system can be turned around. And just one other thing. A guy named Kevin Samuels, I think he's the best in dealing with relationships comprehensively. And we mentioned him last time, but I would refer all the guys to him. He uses the high-value man concept. And that goes squarely in line with holding women accountable. He does it in a very palatable, inescapable way. He uses the high-value man concept. But nevertheless, no, I would not say hit a woman. Don't hit her. Call the police on her.
Oh, my sister and them going to whip her. Hey, that's what's going to happen. If she hit me, that's what's going to happen. My mom and them going to say, hey. And I'm letting y'all know this. That's what's going to happen.
Now,
I got it. They ain't going to care about that big bug tree. Real talk. I could not hit her, but I think today we
I would assume that your posse may not be with you all the time.
Hold on, Ted. Hold on. Let me kill your whole argument. I'm going to kill your whole argument. There's no way you can possibly vet a woman where her whole premise is to manipulate you into taking her on as a mate. Because it's a survival instinct. You can't vet a woman. Because everything
you
do is a manipulation
tactic. Did you finish?
No, I want to respond to that. I just let you talk for 3 minutes. Everything you said was a complete and utter bullshit. You can't vet a woman. You can't vet a woman. They are manipulators. They will make you think that they are one way, but meanwhile, the whole time they've been planning, plotting, and scheming against you. And you are a fool to think that you can vet a woman. You can't. The best you can do is just fucking avoid them. Avoid them. Use them as utility as they are. They are nothing but a walking lubricated hole that you should need. You should only go see when you need it. When you need that quick release. Other than that, leave them the fuck alone. Because they are dangerous and they are not conducive to your health.
And you're right.
You can't vet them. You can't vet them. They don't come with warning labels on their foreheads. They're not gonna. Do you think Jeff Bezos, if he knew his wife would divorce him and take over, what is it, $800 million? Do you think that he would have married her if he knew that?
$45 billion.
Bill Gates. Do you think he would have married his wife if he could have vetted her and she knew? She was gonna take all this money from him? No, you can't vet a woman. That's the dumbest thing you can fucking say. You can't do
well,
it.
Well, I think you being had you finished?
Go ahead.
All right, thank
you.
No, look, I, first of all, I feel your pain. I hear what you're saying. So all you're doing is illuminating how important it is for men to conquer, to study and conquer the problem. I agree with you, it's not easy. You get no argument from me whatsoever. And that is one of the reasons that society does not want to teach men the real consequences of dealing with women. Because even if there were no laws, women can still be treacherous because they get a man's emotions, and they often use men. Women do a lot of cheating, and that hurts men too. So I'm not disagreeing with you one iota. I am saying that unless we as men just want to fold up the tent and go home, which I don't think we as men should ever do, this is just a challenge that we have to realize the gravity of and put more energy into understanding it, because we can protect ourselves. I protected myself, presumably you've protected yourself. Now, I'm not with a woman right now, but I am dating, and I'm hopeful. I agree with you. It is very difficult to deal with, and it's even more difficult with Western women. That's the reason a lot of men are getting, men of all ethnicities, are getting their passports and going to other countries. Men are more traditional and more supportive and more compliant. Would you agree with that?
Hold on, guys. One second. Someone's in the background. You sound like a bartender making drinks, man. Go on mute. Whatever. If you're doing something and you're not talking, just go on mute because it's way too much background noise.
I want to ask him a few questions.
Now, this happened on, what's the day, Sunday? This happened last week. Now, not last week, but it's two scenarios. I had a woman, military. I think I put in the chat. I put a post up or whatever, you know, my little chat line. I like to talk and stuff. But she was in the military, supposed to be some kind of killer, whatever the case may be. She was married at the time. But we was in the stock room in the background, and she was mad about something, and she grabbed my chest. She told me she felt the muscles and got wet. And it's like women, once again, are like dysfunctional toys. They want to be controlled. It's like last week, going to the second phase, a bride I hadn't spoken to in forever because I knew she was ignorant. But I gave us a conversation because we got to work together. This broad touched my butt twice. I could have reported her, but I know she got people on standby to report me because they're going to
Why you ain't
her.
Go upside her head?
But the point that I'm making, though, the point that I'm making is that when she saw that I ignored her and other men didn't, it turned her on. This broad grabbed my ass twice within under a minute. So it's like women play fucking women play games, and it's like they want to be dominated. And that's, it's like they crazy. Put it point blank, something wrong with them. But it's like we are the civilization mentally, but they are the children. But they expect us to keep them in line, and no one keeps them in line. They're going to keep going, getting out of hand, out of hand, out of hand, which is where laws and et cetera come into play, to keep them in check. But it counts against us because we can't keep them in check because it'll count against us, but they allow for the government and laws to keep them in check. So it's like we know a woman's nature, but they'll be given a pass to carry on with their nature. Whereas men, if we stand up for ourselves, we get penalized.
Hey, Samuel. Hey, how you doing, man?
Good evening.
Hey, so you believe if a woman steps up to a man, then the man should hit her or slap her or whatever?
No, I didn't say that. Well, I don't say if a woman steps up to a man.
Right.
I look at it like this. We have women, we have females, we have ladies. A lady would never put herself in a position to ever be harmed.
Right.
You know what will. But as men, when we try to handle stuff civilized, they don't have to be civilized because they know the law got their back. The job got their back. Everyone got their back. No one got the man's back. So regardless of what the man does, he's still going to be considered wrong unless you got footage and cameras.
So if you're in a club and a woman comes up to you and slaps you, then you're justified in hitting her back, slapping her back, right?
Oh, it's definite knockout.
Okay. You believe on beating her down? Would that be justified, beating her down?
Beat down?
I believe in
shanking
her.
It won't take – I'm not
going to
beat her down.
Chris. Hey, Ken,
I'm not going to beat her down, but by instinct, I'm no one's punching back. So it's like it's going to be a definite knockout. But the thing is, I know I'm still going to lose because even when I go to court, they're going to say you should have knocked out. I'm supposed to sit here and just be a punching bag. But the whole thing is just ridiculous. But I say that to say because this is not by accident. It's by design. I think certain powers that be know that women are the weaker race, are the weaker sex. So they put them in positions to be in power so that government can control everything. If they eliminate men and men's rights, then the women can control everything and the powers that be control the women. It's all about control. But
let me answer your question.
If a broad hit me, I'm knocking the fuck out of her.
But,
blank.
Let me say this, Sam.
And I'll go to prison for that.
Let me say this to you real quick, Sam.
So hang on, Chris. So you're saying, Sam, you beat her down. That's what you're saying.
No, I didn't say beat her down. It won't take but one punch. But the point that I'm making is that I'm going to stand for something. Regardless of the laws of the government, the powers that be, I'm not going to be anybody's punching bag. But I say this to say that I know the consequences for what I do because I know I won't be given forgiveness.
So getting back to what somebody else asked on the call, do you believe that there's a woman, if she punched you first, she couldn't knock you out? Is there a woman in America that
could
do that?
Oh, yeah, a woman can knock you out. She can knock out my teeth. She can take my eyeball out. That's why I say I'm going to see myself. I'm not going to wait to see what happens next. I'm going to take immediate action out of nature.
Okay. All right. Okay.
this is the problem, Sammy. They doing what they doing to try to sissify off the real men like you, me, and Chris, and Mr. Ted Santos. That's what they trying to do. But what Chris said, he said the proper thing. If enough of us get together, they can't lock everybody up.
Well, you know how many enough is going to take? I'm just being real with you. Because companies, let's say at the job, if I would have reported her, they would have been on her side regardless of my facts. Because they don't want to catch flack.
You can't speak in hyperbole if you weren't willing to do it.
No, I agree with that. I totally agree. But I'm just speaking as far as my common sense kicking in.
Let me tell you, that's the problem. The problem is men like you, things like that happen to them. They rationalize with themselves, well, if I would have done it, it would have been against me. It would have been other men. So these women are always allowed to get away with shit.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I had to hold myself back because I know it's against me, and I went with it and throw my life away over her grabbing my butt because I know she got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 women on standby to say that I said or did something to them that I didn't do. So I had to kind of use logic in that instance to protect myself.
That's how they're always able to get away with
it. No, I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm saying I can't speak from prison. That's what I'm saying. I can't speak from prison. So while she's still at the job getting her money, I'm in prison, and I can't speak from there. So I have to use logic and common sense.
Hey, Kendrick, Sam brings up a good point. You've always said
you lock up 72 million men. Ask yourself, it ain't enough prison in this country.
What I'm saying, I'm just being realistic. I understand the truth of what's going on, what I'm up against. I had to make a decision, is it worth it? And no, it wasn't worth it going to prison.
What Kendrick is telling you is what I said. And what I said is if every man takes that stance against women, if every man just says, fuck it, I'm going to stand on my soapbox and I am not going to let you knock me off. If every man took this strong stand against women, they don't have enough prison room to lock us all up, so they will be forced to reevaluate the whole process.
Yeah, that is true.
They'll be forced to say, maybe some of these bitches are wrong.
I fully agree with you, but it depends on the circumstance and the environment. Which I know in that case, I would lose. So I have to be smart and not put myself in a position that I can't get out of.
He's saying across the board, if women came face-to-face with this wall of masculinity that said, that's enough, and we're no longer tolerating anything, what are they going to do? What are they going to do, pack up and leave? You go where?
No, I'm not disagreeing with none of y'all. I fully agree. But like you say, I stay banned. For example, if I use the word female and put anything after it, I'm banned. It don't matter what the woman said. I'm the only one facing the consequences. So it's like if I know that it's one against everyone, I'm going to lose. So it depends upon what the initiation is to determine whether or not it's worth it. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not going to put myself in a position where I'm just going to be a casualty. If I'm not going to benefit
here's what happens. Here's a flaw. Here's a flaw in your ideology. There's always going to be one man who's going to stand on it on his own. There's always going to be one man who says, "I'm willing to accept the consequence because I know I'm right." And what you
once
do
that one
is
man
when
is locked
you're
up, no
hold on, hold
trying
on,
to
hold
contact
on,
that one man.
Hold on. When what you do is when you're unwilling to do that, you put that man on an island to where now he's looked at as an outlier. Where it looks at if he's there's something about him, but he's the only one that's right.
That's not necessarily the case because that situation happened week before last when I was willing to sit here and be on the dude's side. But they're not taking sides. That's the point I'm making. They're not taking sides. So it's at a point where regardless of how many dudes you have willing to witness or testify, he's still going to lose because the power
that you don't know that. You don't know that because you haven't went through the process.
I do know that because I'm
48. Have been taking losses in the past? Yes.
No, I'm telling you, I'm 48, and I've experienced a lot.
I've seen men win.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just giving my point of view of why certain things is it's kind of like a waste of time because I've heard my store manager at the time when I was in sales. He told me pretty much he's going to go with the powers that be, regardless of what I'm right or wrong. So I have to use common sense at that point and understand that I have to play the game. Because if you don't play the game, you're going to lose. You got people who know that you're right, but they're going to go with the majority because they don't want to get themselves effed up. So I have to use logic and sensibility to say, okay, am I in a position here where I can get out of it or I have at least an equal status? If the answer is no, I'm not going to put myself in that position because I only have one life. I'm not going to throw it away over no stupidity. But if I feel depending on the circumstances, I do have at least a semi-equal position, then I will pursue. But if I feel that I don't have at least a semi-equal position, I'm not going to throw my life away and be in prison while life goes on. I have to still look out for myself at the same time.
Let me tell you where you're wrong. You can win.
Okay.
Right? The game is rigged. You can win. The thing is, you're just gonna have to do more work than them. So if you think you're gonna get it easier than them or just as easy as them, no, you're wrong. You're gonna have to do more work. But does that mean you can't win? No. It just means you have to put in more work and more effort to win. You could have won against her touching your ass. All you had to do was document all the people around her, and then now when they get in the court of law,
I agree with that.
Stop. You just weren't willing to put in the work. Just say that.
No, you see.
Just say that.
You got to get my point of view. I agree with what you're saying. But, you know, when I spoke to people about it who was actually there, they didn't want to have nothing to do with it.
They didn't want to have anything to do with it right then and there. Once they get in the court of law, now they're forced to have something.
But the point I'm making, if they lie in the court of law, I can't subpoena nobody.
If they lie in the court of law, now they're subject to prosecution.
I can't
see,
subpoena nobody.
Like I said, you just have to be willing to do the work. I agree with you.
I think I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying, you can't make somebody subpoena somebody to do something they're not going to do. Or they don't want to do.
No, the court will subpoena them once you wrote down all
the
names.
But they still don't have to say
this person was there.
That's the point that I'm making. They don't have to say anything, which means I'm still standing by myself.
No, they would show up, and trust me, the judge will get it. Will get something out of them.
No, they can't make them say nothing. I was talking to Ted about a month ago.
You just don't want to do work. You're just scared to do work. Just say you're scared to do work, man.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying,
you don't have to. It's obvious. It's greatly obvious.
What I'm saying, see. You're not listening. You're on a certain path. I told him I disagree with you, what I'm saying. I spoke to Ted about a month ago about getting a body cam at work. And Ted, remember, I sent him that text message. About that way, I got proof about what's really going down. But if I don't have proof, they can't go off no eyewitnesses because eyewitnesses lie and forget. That stuff is irrelevant when it comes to facts. Eyewitnesses change their opinions often. If I don't feel I have at least a neutral stance, I'm not going to put myself in a position where I'm standing alone against the world.
Well, cover your tracks, Samuel, because tampering with these footages.
Because even Ted was like, no. He was kind of disappointed. I think I could be wrong when I said about getting the body cam, because I am getting the body cam.
I don't think we got to
be smart before we react. We have to be smart and logical and not react off emotion.
Chris, hold on.
I just want to make one final point, and then you can have it, Ted. Black men would have taken that stance, right, towards ending slavery. If black men would have said, there's no reason to fight to be free, because if I start fighting to be free. Hold on. No, I'm not done. I'm not done.
Well, I wasn't done, but I still allowed the dialogue. We can't just just manipulate the conversation. We have to go back and forth. We can't say I'm not done.
Well, hold on, Samuel, because I did think you were done, but just let him make this quick point.
Okay, it's no problem.
If black men would have taken that same stance against being free versus being a slave, you know, if they were scared to be looked at as an outlier, as an outcast, because they'd be tossed because everybody else wanted to remain slaves rather because it was just too hard to fight against these slave masters, we'd still be picking cotton right now.
I agree with you. Now, let me ask you this. Take Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Has anyone been convicted of their murders? And they were nationally known. I'm just a dude named Sam in Atlanta. Has anyone been convicted of Malcolm X's or Martin Luther King's killing, murder? No.
No.
So So what the hell you think going to happen to me? What you think going to happen to me?
Hold on. What was the outcomes of their murder?
Sometimes the person you're saving isn't yourself. I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying, I'm just some dude who's unknown. I brought up two people who are known worldwide. They were murdered. Did anything happen to them, to the people who killed them? So what you think going to happen to me? That's what I say logic and common sense has to come into play before I make my next
move. Were their deaths in vain?
No one has been convicted of killing them. That's yes, it was in vain.
I asked you, were their deaths in vain? I already answered your question.
I think it was in vain because nothing has happened. It was in vain.
Did we get civil rights?
What are civil rights?
All right, hold on.
Here we go.
Hold on.
I'm gonna go with this bullshit.
Wait, stop. So here's what he's saying, Samuel, is that
I get what he's saying.
Hold on, listen.
No, you don't, Samuel.
Here's why I keep bringing up Middle Eastern men, Asian men. It's because the men collectively take a stand and say, here's what we expect from him. And if you step outside of those bounds, we're going to treat you less than the way you want. If you're within that, we'll take care of you. We'll do things that men do that we don't expect. We're going to take care of you. When there's noise downstairs, we're going to go check it out.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not done. When someone declares war on our country, we're going to put you somewhere safe and we're going to go out and fight to the death.
Let me ask you this, Ted. How many dudes were lost the last week for standing up for themselves at work?
When a car needs to be fixed or certain things, I know some women can fix cars, but certain dirty things, you know, I top wood for the fireplace.
Okay.
But as a woman, I need you to play a role. And you can, if you want to have a job, education, all
I
that.
I agree with that.
But if we're going to fight as a family and as a community, we have to have certain guidelines.
No, what I'm saying, we have to be realistic.
How many dudes were lost last week for standing up for themselves at work?
You have no idea because you haven't heard of them. They're in prison.
I've been very silent for a long time. So if men are not saying, these are the guidelines we want, and if you violate them, we really don't care about you and what happens to you, you can go live on your own island, make your own company. Like, men need to take a stand.
I'm not talking about men and Alice. I'm talking about how many men.
I got it. Something happened at your company. You made a decision.
No. I'm not talking about my company. I'm speaking in general. How many men were out there last week for standing up for themselves?
You don't know because you didn't hear of them. That's not what I'm talking about. So you don't know what happened.
So you don't know that it happened.
No, what I'm saying is that we don't know because no one cares.
You don't know how many rapes happened because they weren't
reported. Listen what I'm saying, man. We don't know because nobody cares. They're in prison or jail right now, and nobody cares.
That's right. We don't
care. That's the point I'm making.
Because there are too many women who think going to date and get pregnant by dudes in prison is an intelligent thing to do.
No, what I'm saying, you can't expect a man to sacrifice his life for something that nobody cares about. That's what I'm saying.
You're not listening to me, Samuel. That's what I'm getting at.
But it goes both ways, though.
No, Samuel, it goes both ways, Ted. I don't think you hear what I'm saying. I'm saying men collectively need to care.
I understand that it sounds good, but in reality, you can't tell me how many men were locked up last week for standing up for themselves at work.
And neither can you.
That's the point that I'm making because no one cares.
You're throwing a baseless argument.
No, what I'm saying, no one cares.
No, you're not listening. No one cares. You're throwing something out there that you can't even suspect yet, but then you're telling us to suspect it.
Y'all not trying to hear my point of view, so it's cool.
Listen. As long as men stand around saying nothing can be done and it sounds good on paper, you are going
no
to
No one said
it.
Nothing can be done. What I said was that you haven't heard of them because no one cares.
I'm talking about what can be done. And so, and that, if you think what I'm saying is illogical, tell me why.
I didn't say that. Well, I agree. I hear what you're saying. Listen, we can't be sitting here trying to force them. You not understand. I agree with what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that in reality, the majority of people do not care because people who are known worldwide, their murderers are still walking free or died from old age. No one cares.
Why
so what I'm saying is that you have to weigh the pros versus the cons.
Why are the men in the Middle East not dealing with these problems?
You have to weigh the pros versus the cons.
No, why
you have to know when to react.
Why are the men in the Middle
because
East?
Because the men in the Middle East, they have the balls to report.
You're not, I'm not talking about the Middle East. I'm talking about reality. What I'm saying is that you have to be realistic. Okay, let me ask you this. Hold on. Let me ask you this.
That's their reality.
You're saying what sounds good.
No,
you're saying,
what they do.
You're speaking.
If you don't have balls, then you deserve what you get.
It got nothing to do with balls. This got to do with common sense. If no one cares about what you do, that means you're going to be on your own. You have people who are known worldwide who were murdered and no one cared. So I'm talking about a person who's a regular Joe, who's just a regular Joe. No one's going to care because they don't want to stand up. So why should he put himself in a position to be handled like that?
So by your logic, nobody can ever defend themselves against anything.
I didn't
say
my logic. I'm
thinking
as far as reality.
Yeah, your logic is extremely flawed.
My logic is, I'm asking you again. Let's say I did do something. I'm asking you again. How many men you know of who did something last week who are now in prison who no one cares about? That's the point that I'm making.
Hey, Samuel, let me ask you a question, sir.
Yes, sir.
If you had a son, and this might be a little long with it, but I think it'll make you understand where Chris and Ted are coming
from.
I'm
not disagreeing.
No, you don't. No, you don't understand
where
they come from.
Everybody on this phone wants to understand what I'm saying.
It don't matter what everybody say. What I'm saying, they're not looking at my point of view. They're looking at their point of view. It's two sides to every story. We got to be neutral. We have to be open-minded to understand.
No, we don't.
Let me see if I can help you understand or not understand.
But you're telling me I don't. Okay. But to sit here and tell me I don't understand, it's being illogical. I'm setting on the same.
Samuel, stop. Samuel, you don't want to listen to anyone.
But no one's want to listen to what I'm saying. That's the point that I'm making.
Samuel, we all listen to you. I need you to listen to what Richard is going to say in absolute silence. Don't interrupt him.
Not a problem. Okay.
Thanks, Ted. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Sam, suppose, and this might be a little long-winded, but I want you to see where Chris, Ted, and everybody.
Shorten it up, Richard. Shorten it up.
Okay, I'll get short. Sam, if you had a kid that was playing varsity basketball, and every time he went up for a rebound, he had the ball. When he came back down with it, the people elbowed him, knocked him around, and got the ball from him. Then he came over to the sidelines whining you about how the other players took the ball from him. What would you say?
If I saw it and I hear him, I understand. But what's going to be the outcome?
You'd understand why he's whining like a little bitch because the other players took the ball from him. You'd understand that. He goes up for the rebound. He gets it.
I get you. What you're saying, I agree. But what I'm saying, what's going to be the outcome? No one cares at the end of the day.
What do you mean no one cares?
What's going to happen then?
Are you going to teach your...
No, what I'm saying, everybody saw him get hit, and all this stuff. He's complaining. But I'm saying so you can't say you don't care. I listen to you, but I'm saying at the end of the day, what's going to be the outcome? Life goes on.
Sir,
the outcome is going to change unless you unless you make it known that you're not okay with what's happened.
Exactly.
As long
damn,
as
Chris.
As
damn,
long
Chris.
As
I, Chris, I, Chris, I, Chris, I thought you hated me, man. What's going on?
No, Richard.
You know,
love.
I think the problem
and
is
he,
that we like to say we're sound still, but we're
like
not dealing with
said,
reality.
He just didn't want to do the work. He just didn't want to do the
I'm
work,
saying,
and now he's saying
what sounds
that, that
good.
I've done the work
no,
now, so
we
get
we
on
like
this
to
shit.
Say, let me ask you this. Let's take George Bush.
No, ask
the
question.
If the media hadn't got involved, no one would care.
Ask a question. Ask a question.
No, what I'm saying is the media hadn't got involved with George Floyd, nobody would care. The media had to get involved. The politician had to get involved. The president of the United States had to get involved. If it weren't for all that,
what's
no
guy
one
do, what's
would
that
have
guy
cared.
What's that guy do what I just asked
well,
you?
I'm telling you
what's
what it got to do with it. Nobody
what,
would have to
care. Well, what Chris and I just asked
the
you.
You're not listening to me. The president of the United States had to get involved. If it hadn't been for all that, no one would have cared. That's the point that I'm making.
That's irrelevant to the top of your hand. As nothing
to do with damn, you're damn right. Samuel, let me try one more
that's
time.
That's your point. That's your
if,
point of
let,
view.
Now let me try one more time. If you're watching your son play high school basketball, and every time he gets a rebound, somebody elbows him, or somebody snatches the ball from him, or somebody outplays him, and he comes on the sidelines crying to you, what do you say to him?
I just answered that a few minutes ago. Not even a minute ago. But the point I'm making.
I hope you answered different this time.
See, you're getting emotional. I'm speaking logical. No
okay.
One
okay.
No, you're not. Let me go with that bullshit, Chris.
Because
you say that don't make it true. Once
it's
again,
not just me.
Everybody
on this call is saying the same thing.
I'm not
going to
over-talk you, man. We shouldn't over-talk each other. Let's just speak. The point that I'm making, I understand y'all point of view. I'm not disagreeing with you. That's what y'all understand. I'm not disagreeing with you. But the point that I'm making is that the right people, media, and all the stuff that get involved, it's effortless because no one can hear you from a prison cell. No one cares. That's the point that I'm making. If the media
I've
don't
never
get
heard
involved,
of any man going to prison because a woman grabbed his butt at work.
Okay, how many of me? You never heard of it. That's what I'm saying because the media didn't tell you. That's what I'm saying. The media didn't get involved. That's why you didn't hear of it.
Sir, this is
because,
not happening.
So as far as you know,
happening.
They don't exist.
This is just not happening. There's,
you,
there's no
not
man,
happening. You know it. Come on, man.
Come on, there's man. No
y'all
man getting his ass grabbed at work.
So
and then,
the
and
only
then
time you hear about something would be, the only time that you hear about something would be if you was there or the media told you. That's the only time.
Okay.
So that means a lot of people who the media wasn't there.
Okay, how about you tell me a specific case. So I can go look
okay,
up
we
don't right
have
now.
To agree or disagree. No, we got to agree to disagree.
No, there's no agreement. There's no agreement.
But what I'm saying, I understand what y'all saying, but y'all not looking at my point of view. I understand.
Because you
I
have none.
What y'all saying.
You have none.
You have
none. Sam, I have not disrespected nobody in here. Listen to what I'm saying. I have not disrespected nobody in here. But we can't understand each other's point of view. There's no point in continuing. So I'm going to say we just going to agree to disagree.
Sam, just hold on. Let me support you. So what Sam is saying, and I'm going to use my words, kind of one of those damn if we do and damn if we don't. When you end up in a bad situation, no one will come to the rescue. You'll be on your own. Is that what you're saying, Sam?
Yeah, what I'm saying is like, there's two
no,
sides.
I
agree with what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
I want to make sure I understand you.
Okay, let me ask you this. Everything you've heard of, you heard of from the media, which means
no,
if the media didn't get involved, you would not have heard of it.
You understand?
Hey, Chris. Wait, Richard. Hold on, Richard.
Am I understanding you correctly? That's what I'm asking.
I'm telling you point blank. Everything you've heard of from the media, which means if the media didn't tell you, you wouldn't know anything about it.
Listen. The media lies to you point blank. So,
that's the point that I'm making, but I'm still saying there's a lot of people who were locked up this week, last week, that you hear nothing of because the media didn't talk about it.
Sam,
how do you know what happened?
Hold on. So you don't know nothing about it. Hold on. Sam, are you saying damn if you do, damn if you don't?
No, what I'm saying is that.
Wait,
I'm trying to answer your question.
Let me make sure I'm understanding you. Are you saying it doesn't matter what you do because no one's
no,
going
to... No, you didn't hear the words doesn't matter come out of my mouth at one time. What I said was that people get their information from the media, which means that if you stand alone, you're going to be alone because no one's going to know and no one's going to care.
And you think that's how everything has been accomplished in this country?
Did I say everything? I'm saying what people hear about is from the media. That's the only way you know about it. It's a lot of people who the media says nothing about, so you know nothing about it, which means you can't fight it or stand for it.
So are you saying that as long as men...
I just told you what I'm saying.
Listen. Are you saying as long as men don't get coverage in the media, they should just remain silent?
Well, I'm saying you don't know nothing about it if the media don't tell you.
I'm asking
he
you.
He has no point. He has no idea.
Yes or no, Sam, please. Yes or no to that question. Yes or no.
There's no yes or no. What I'm saying is common sense. Most stuff we know is from what we hear about.
Listen, Sam, here's what we're going to do with your conversation. We're going to park it. Because it's off topic.
That's what I'm saying. We got to agree to disagree. I said
oh,
that a long time ago. We must agree to disagree on this.
No, we ain't agree to disagree. We disagree, and we're going to park it.
We're going to park it.
That's cool. Whatever sounds good to you all, I'm just giving my point of view. That's all I can do.
This has got nothing to do with agreement and disagreement. It's off topic.
I can't tell.
It's off topic.
Like right now, I'm standing alone against how many people? Yeah. So I'm still standing alone. Hey. But anyone not watching this broadcast won't get
more
it.
Off topic. You're going even more off topic. So
I'm not off topic. I'm speaking that it's me against you and et cetera and et cetera. I'm still standing on my own, but because
not a woman.
I'm standing
not
on my own,
it's
no
still
one
don't
understands.
Change the fact that these women are masculine. They still don't change the fact.
This is about... Have women spent too much time attempting to be like men?
You're not listening to what I'm saying. Right now, ain't no one here to old men. And what I'm saying, it's me against three or four men. And the men are telling me that I'm wrong, but then they're trying to get my point of view.
That's hard. We're not dealing with that anymore. The topic is, this is what tonight is about. Have women spent too much time attempting to be like men?
I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Sam. I got it. This is not about you. This is a conversation for everyone here.